Fox News Radio. I'm Dave Anthony.
Across the country right now, we're witnessing a repudiation of Washington.
Putting John Boehner in line to replace Nancy Pelosi as House Speaker in a Republican rout, taking over at least 60 House seats. The GOP scored big in the Senate, too. Ron Johnson winning in Washington. Marco Rubio won in Florida.
A second chance for Republicans to be what they said they were going to be not so long ago.
But Democrats weren't shut out.
The bell that just rang isn't the end of the fight. It's the start of the next round.
Democratic leader Harry Reid was reelected in Nevada. Barbara Boxer won again in California. And Joe Manchin was the winner in West Virginia. So Democrats have at least 51 Senate seats, with three races still undecided. Fox News Radio's Todd Starnes details those live.
Good morning, Dave. Let's start in Washington State, where Patty Murray remains confident she's the Democrat, wants her job back, has a slight lead over Republican Dino Rossi.
There's so many ballots still yet to be counted.
And up the road, a in Alaska.
Don't ever underestimate the power of a strong Alaskan woman.
That's Republican Senator Lisa Murkowski in a nail biter, leading a three-person race with 40% of the vote. Tea Party Republican Joe Miller has 35%. In Colorado, incumbent Democrat Michael Bennett is locked in a tight race with Tea Party Republican Ken Buck. Dave.
Todd, there are some governor's races also too close to call. Florida's included, but the GOP has gained at least 8 seats, but they lose California because Jerry Brown is back.
28 years later, full of energy, full of creativity.
He beat ex-eBay CEO Meg Whitman. Now, exit polls showed a lot of voters were worried about the economy, with Tea Party conservatives supplying about 2 of every 3 Republican votes. Speaking of the economy, the Fed finishes a 2-day meeting today and is expected to detail a plan to buy more government bonds, with the goal of cheaper loans to get more companies to borrow and spend and hire. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Ford and Lincoln Mercury Service presents Mike Rowe, talking about getting to work.
No, wrong again.
Of course I am. Why don't you just tell us what you're talking about?
I'm talking about getting the works.
Ah, yes, the works fuel saver package at your Ford or Lincoln Mercury dealer.
Right, that works. You know what's really good about it?
No, Mike, tell me.
Well, if you're like me, you're not an automotive service expert. So it's nice to know that the people who are experts will not only change your oil and rotate your tires, but also check just about everything else on your car. I like that.
Well, who wouldn't, Mike? The works is a Motorcraft premium synthetic blend oil and filter change, tire rotation, battery test, brake inspection, check of belts and hoses, fluid top off, and more. Just $29.95 or less right now after a $10 rebate.
See, that works for me.
You mean what's in the works works for you, or the $10 rebate on the works works for you?
Yes.
See your Ford or Lincoln Mercury dealer and see if the works works for you.
Which it probably will.
Up to 5 quarts oil, taxes, diesel, and disposal fees extra. See participating dealership or visit genuineservice.com for rebate details through 11/30/10.
The photos from all the events you may have missed. Take a look at our new event site, BrazosLife.com. WTAW College Station, Bryan.
It's 6:15 p.m. and you're hungry. You pick up a value meal from the local fast food joint and soon you're staring at a sad burger and stale fries in a paper bag? That's a value meal? At CC's, we know that calling something a value meal does not make it a value. Endless CC's pizza, pasta, salad, and dessert, that makes it a value. So drop the bag, raise your expectations, and go to CC's Endless Pizza Buffet for $5 and change. Because that, my friends, is a real value meal. Prices may vary. Beverage not included. Visit cc's.com.
Out of all the things I've done in my life and the drugs I've tried, meth was the one that nearly put me in my grave. And it would have if it were not for my family, who cared enough to bring me back to life. Maybe you can help someone get their life back.
For more information on treatment for meth addiction, visit methresources.gov or call 800-662-HELP. Sponsored by ONDCP. Created, furnished by Partnership for a Drug-Free America.
If you're a male over 30 years of age, then you need to hear this. Do you feel like you're physically over the hill? When you hit the gym, do you get fatigued quickly and find you're still gaining weight every year? Like your age is catching up with you? Complete Nutrition's got the solution. Charger. Charger is a safe and effective formula that replenishes your body's natural testosterone levels back to when you were peaking physically. The result is less fat around your core, more stamina, and an increase in your sex drive. For guys over 30, Charger can be one of the most powerful tools for enhancing and extending your overall quality of life. So if you want to naturally and effectively lean up, lose the gut, and get more stamina than you've had in years, take charge with Charger. Now open, find Complete Nutrition next to Panda Express on the corner of Texas Avenue and George Bush. Or call 703-7987.
Complete Nutrition.
You can't handcuff an employee to a desk, ma'am.
Well, you don't understand how hard it is to find a good employee. I couldn't just let him go.
Going to extremes to avoid having to look for new employees? Then you need AggielandHelpWanted.com.
Officer, I have been giving him water and crackers and his own jug to wee in.
Post as many jobs as you want and start receiving resumes from qualified local employees in minutes.
I give him 2 sponge baths a day.
It's illegal.
Sponge baths?
I like sponge baths.
AggielandHelpWanted.com. Long name, amazing results.
WTAW News Time, 6:06, 54 degrees right now at the studios, and we're just not going to warm up much today. 58 for a high with a 70% chance of more shower activity. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after this first look at news. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. Busy night last night. Incumbent Congressman Chad Edwards lost nearly every county in his reelection bid against Bill Flores, bringing an end to Edwards' more than 20 years in Congress.
The people of our district have spoken, and I respect that choice. I want to congratulate Bill Flores for being elected to represent us in the United States Congress.
Flores, who won in every county of the 17th district except Robertson County, says he'll be among 60 freshman House members, most with the same ideals.
Number one is most of us have been in business, so we've been in the real world, not the political world. Number two, this is the last thing we ever thought we'd be doing at this stage of our lives. And number three, we're doing it because of our kids and our grandkids.
You can hear the election night speeches online in the interview section of WTAW.com. The next 2 years will feature a divided Congress after Republicans swept to House control on a wave of voter anger and Tea Party activism. It means the next 2 years of President Obama's term just got a lot harder. The Democrats held the Senate but have a slimmer majority. Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid overcame predictions of defeat in Nevada. Governorships and state legislatures don't normally get as much attention, but the Republican wave has meant gains in those arenas at a very important time. It means the Republicans pick up key redistricting powers and increased influence heading into the 2012 election year. We may not know until Monday who won the College Station City Council special election. Out of more than 12,000 votes counted last night, Janet McMillan led John Nichols by 78. But Brazos County voter registrar Christine Rose says there are hundreds of provisional and other ballots yet to be certified.
A provisional ballot is a ballot that's made available to a voter that status is in question. Perhaps we cannot find them listed at the polling location. There may have been an issue. They may have been canceled in error. A lot of different things can happen.
Rose says 3 days will be taken researching the person submitting the vote to determine whether it can be counted. Regarding voter turnout, based on the nearly 38,000 who voted for Congress, nearly half of those who participated in Brazos County did so during the 2 weeks of early voting. There's one point of agreement from the candidates for College Station City Council. Neither are supporters of holding a municipal election in November with state and national races on the ballot. Janet McMillan brought up placing a nonpartisan question at the end of a partisan ballot.
There were a lot of people that, because of the ballot order, Republican-Democrat, they thought it followed suit on the city race, and I would guess that I lost quite a lot based on my block-walking voter word of mouth.
You can hear more election night comments from McMillan and John Nichols online in the interview page of WTAW.com. By a 2-to-1 margin, College Station voters said no to paying more on their utility bill to fund street repairs. City Councilwoman Katie Marie Lyles opposed the fee but supported the referendum.
We knew that if we don't, you know, put this into effect, we may have to raise property taxes, or we can take a harder look at the general fund and cut from other areas. You know, this is a time for us to get creative and to look at things we possibly haven't looked at. And so we're going to be stuck with a problem, but this is clearly something that people did not want.
You can hear more comments from Lyles and Councilman Jess Fields also online at WTAW.com. Governor Rick Perry easily walked away with another 4-year term, defeating former Houston Mayor Bill White. And Perry says the margin of victory sends a clear message.
Texas has spoken.
Loud and clear, giving Governor Perry a larger than predicted win.
The citizens of our state have sent a very clear message.
with their votes, that they are optimistic about the future of our country, and they believe that Texas is headed in the right direction.
He says, however, he and lawmakers have their work cut out for them in January to balance the budget and fund the state's essential priorities without raising taxes. In Austin, Robert Wood, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Other races last night, State Senator Steve Ogden was up for re-election. He easily won, defeating Democrat Stephen Wyman 71% to 29%. A couple of other state district races to tell you about in the state house. Tim Kleinschmidt re-elected. Kleinschmidt, the Giddings Republican, re-elected to District 17 with 65% of the vote to Patty Jacobs, 32%. And in District 57, a bit of an upset there as Republican Marva Beck defeats incumbent Democrat Jim Dunham. Beck from Centerville defeats Dunham from Waco 52% to 46%. WTAW News Time is 6:10, 54 degrees right now. Your forecast is coming up next. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
There's complete.
Ready, set, hut!
And then there's most complete. Like what you get from Centrum Ultra Men's, the most complete multivitamin for men. It has antioxidants to help support your immunity and nutrients like vitamin D for your colon. Centrum Ultra Men's, most complete based on number of nutrients among leading men's multivitamin brands. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Somewhere in America, David Ortega is waiting at a busy airport. Kim Healy is waiting in traffic. And a whole country is waiting for a better way to travel. Siemens high-speed trains. They go 220 miles an hour with less carbon emissions. And we could build them right here. Fast answers bring people together. And the over 60,000 U.S. employees of Siemens have more answers every day. Siemens. Visit Siemens.com/answers.
6:12, good morning. Let's check some weather. Brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Call them at 268-ROOF.
Well, the clouds continue through today, along with some occasional showers moving through. Temperatures on the cool side, upper 50s to maybe low 60s. Tonight, showers diminish, then breaking clouds with some clearing overnight. Low temperature down around 50, and it's sunny and milder on Thursday, 64 to 68. Clear skies, low 40s at night, and sunny and in the 60s here on Friday. We'll see more sunshine Saturday with high temperatures back up to 70. I'm Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Well, midweek sports, we'll talk of some volleyball. High school volleyball playoffs last night had a winner, had some losers. We'll talk the Aggie volleyball team hosts Oklahoma tonight and the Aggie soccer teams in San Antonio at the Big 12 tournament. We'll get you ready for A&M and Oklahoma football, too, and we'll talk some more stuff. All that coming up in sports.
Some more stuff?
Some more stuff.
There'll be, stuff?
Yeah, I had something in mind, and it just came out stuff.
Oh, okay.
You know, so stuff came out of my mind.
There's a little bit of mist out there this morning.
There is.
Got that 90% relative humidity, and winds out of the northwest, and so it feels cooler out there.
It's the kind of mist that gets those intermittent windshield wipers working.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, they made a movie about that.
They
guy,
did, as a matter of fact.
Yeah,
The movie was because the car companies didn't want to pay him.
That Ford company didn't.
So there you go.
Yeah.
Anyhow, as far as real rain is concerned, it's west of Interstate 35, and it's kind of marching from north to south. And I don't know, it's liable to drift over here. The forecast says rain's likely. Mm-hmm. I just think it's pretty cool that Thursday night we're looking at a low of 39 degrees.
Oh, good to get those big jackets out.
Yep. And actually on Thursday it's going to be nice, but it's going to be breezy again. Going to have those north winds up there. So
if you just got your letter jacket this week, you'll actually have a reason to wear it.
That won't be
like 85 degrees and you're out there with sweat pouring off.
Right.
You're going, you want to see my letter jacket?
Hey, look at there. I got all region choir. Right
yeah.
There. Okay, so anyway.
Hey, you're all
state. Want to hear me sing?
Yeah.
You're all state. What in?
Yeah. Now take it easy. That's all state too.
Yes,
so,
it is.
You know, that's it.
That's right, pal. You can letter in things other than shot put.
Don't get any broken bones.
That's right.
And I'll talk trash to the shot putters on the radio all day long.
Yeah, so there.
Right. Well, I lettered in golf, and I was proud of it.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
No broken bones. Well, that's the problem is if you're on the golf team and you lose, you can't come to school on Monday limping and have people feel sorry for you.
Say, my injury was acting up.
Yeah, you're right.
So
I got hurt on the eighth hole.
Yeah.
I wasn't the same for the back nine.
They look at you and they go, huh?
Yeah. But you can come and say you won and nobody would know the difference.
Well, that's also true.
Yeah, right.
All right, let me see here.
Had an election yesterday.
Oh, yeah. You know what about it. Guess what? There are a lot of people who don't care. So, and you know.
Sounds like Scott's one of them.
No. It's fine. I just.
You have a little post-election blues
No.
Really? It's like the day after Christmas.
Between that and, you know, all the stuff I read this morning, it's kind of like, But anyway. But we'll take one more swing at it today. Bill Flores will be joining us in studio at about 7:30 or so, and then I believe Nancy Berry's week to be here, so she'll be here Wednesday this morning after the 8 o'clock hour to talk things and the oddity that we had last night.
Still counting votes in that one, huh? Yeah.
Well, they're waiting for them
waiting for them to count them,
so that they can do that. Yeah. But in the meantime, it's a little bit. It's something a little different that I certainly don't remember ever happening. All right, here we go. Connecticut police say two men dressed as superheroes and a woman dressed as a villain arrested in a parking lot brawl in Stamford, Connecticut. You see, that's part of the problem about Halloween. People get dressed and then they suddenly go into character. You know what I mean?
Mm. Right. You're not just dressed as, you know, Captain America.
Here's the guy who's 5'7 with a 44-inch waist and he suddenly thinks he's Spider-Man.
Yeah.
You know, there's bad things will happen.
Well, you know, because Captain Morgan makes you feel like Captain America.
Yeah, there you are. Michael Sanchez was dressed as the aforementioned Captain America.
Get out of here. Was he really?
Yes, he was. And Vincent DiCaro was dressed as the aforementioned Spidey. Police say when they arrived early Sunday at the parking garage, they found two young men assaulting a third man who was not in costume. And maybe that was the reason. Oh, turned out to be Vincent's daddy.
Oh.
Well, after that fight was over, a woman dressed as Poison Ivy, who, of course, is the villain in Batman.
Well, up until then, Marvel Comics must have been so proud.
Yeah.
But now DC's in on the act.
Then
so.
She whacked Captain America, you know, smacked him upside the head. And that's really all we know about that. It sounds to me like the mug shots from that would probably be pretty
intriguing. I'm thinking so.
Do you think you get to keep your... I don't even know what Poison Ivy looks like. But obviously, Spidey has a mask going on.
Yeah.
Well, you got to take your mask off for a mugshot. You can't be doing that.
Yeah, that's probably right. And I don't know if the Captain America outfit, or either that or the Spider-Man outfit, were spandex, or if they were just kind of loose fitting that they'd gone in and bought.
Like PJs.
At Halloween World or something like that. Which reminds me, one of the Halloweenatoriums on University Drive was having a closeout sale.
A Halloweenery.
Yeah. And I mean,
well, they'll always be good, you know. I mean, they'll be good for next year.
Put them in your
Halloween storage closet.
Well, especially if you went in, you could find a good pirate costume, because you know, the certain costumes are timeless.
I agree, but don't you think by this point we've gotten to ballerinas is all they've got left?
Yeah, maybe.
Or it could be, you know, SpongeBob SquarePants and being a grown-up dressed as SpongeBob.
That's
or a ballerina.
Either of those, not a good thing.
I don't know.
But hey, cheap is cheap, you know.
Yeah, do what you can do.
Put a nice comely lass in a tutu. I mean, that could work.
Just
her boyfriend, on the other hand.
If it's open today, I may just go in there and come back and give you a live report tomorrow.
Ooh, I think that would be
good. Yeah, or bring us something.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
Even better.
Great golf specials going on now. Hi, I'm Tim Metzer, golf professional at Bluebonnet Country Golf Course, just outside Navasota. Come out to Bluebonnet any Monday through Thursday from now through the end of December and play for a buck a hole. That's 18 holes of golf for only $18 plus tax. Be sure to mention this buck a hole special when you call to make your tee time. Call Bluebonnet Country Golf Course at 936-894-2207. Again, 936-894-2207 to reserve your tee time now.
There goes 618, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Oh, we come to me quicker these days.
It's
it's post-election time.
That time.
It is the post-election advertising blues.
Yes, there you are.
There you go. But I'm ready. November the 3rd, happy birthday to you if it's your birthday today. I guess, do we need to mention now the birthday we forgot yesterday? Should we do that now, or is it too early? Or do we need to make a whole segment out of it? What do you think?
No, I don't know.
You want to just get it out of the way right now?
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, our boss, Ben Downs.
Yeah. He, I mean, he was strolling the halls, clearing his throat, you know, going, birthday, you know.
Yeah. Raising but, up on his toes.
Yeah, but we never caught on to it. So happy birthday a day late, Mr. Downs.
Yeah, good for him.
There you go.
Glad he had one of those.
There you go. Today, Michael Dukakis, you remember him?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Whatever happened to him?
Yeah, tank, pith helmet.
Yeah.
Lost. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Right.
And how.
Yeah, lost to George H.W., right? Matter of fact, 77 years old today.
I could have been a contender. Yeah.
Hey, if he hadn't done that tank thing, we may not have a library
here.
Yeah,
that's right.
Hard to know. Yeah, hard to know. That was certainly a...
Right. We should have a picture of him in the library just as a...
right there in the rotunda.
He's here because of this.
Right. Anyway, Michael Dukakis is 77. Ken Berry is also 77 years old today.
Huh.
You first saw him, I guess, in F Troop, but of course then he was... You know, a recurring character with Andy Griffith Mama's Family and all of that.
Never see him and Dukakis in the same room together.
That's right. He's quite a hoofer, too, a dancer, too. Don't know if he is anymore, but he was in his time. Roseanne Barr, there's an American for you, is 58 years old today. Dennis Miller's birthday is today, the comedian and spoofer, and he's 57 years old.
The less I see of him now, the better.
There you go.
He's just, man.
You know... All of his jokes are real long. He knows that. He uses a lot of words to get to do his punchline.
And they say he's a really smart fellow. But
he tries to show that.
Yes,
in his humor, and that doesn't always work.
They tried that Monday Night Football with him, and that didn't work at all.
Well, and then he comes on O'Reilly, and you know, listen to them. That wears me out in about 12 seconds. I just, man. Those guys are both rather wordy, but anyway,
he's 57. Kate Capshaw, that would be Mrs. Steven Spielberg.
Doesn't have to work.
And an actress on her own right, of course. She's 57 years old today. Adam Ant, is 56. Enough said there, right? Dolph Lundgren is 51 years old today. He was the Russian boxer in Rocky IV.
Fulbright scholarship winner, as we found out, I think, last week.
There you go. And... Elizabeth Smart, the young girl who at age 14 was kidnapped and rescued 9 months later, turns 23 years old today.
My wife and I stalked out her house when we were in Salt Lake City in 2004.
Yeah.
We found where she lives.
Okay.
Pretty swanky neighborhood.
Yeah, I'll bet so. And a singer, Lulu, you remember To Sir With Love, and she was actually married to the late Maurice Gibb for a while also. She's 62 years old today. And that's all I got.
Kathy Kinney, you remember her as Mimi on the Drew Carey Show? She'd be 57.
Mm-hmm.
And some athletes. Bob Feller, 92.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Yeah, his fastball slowed down.
Phil.
That's right.
Phil Sims.
Uh-huh.
Be 56.
Oh, yeah.
And Larry Holmes, 61. So there you are. It's 622 right now.
Waking up on the right side. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
All right, so what excuses are the Democrats going to come up with in light of the election results? Let's see. The public was ignorant. They reacted irrationally. They're angry. They're fearful, as the president suggested. You know, we're all enemies, and we all got to sit in the back. What is the excuse going to be? Now, the real answer would be this is time for the Democrats to take a big, long look in the mirror. Could it be their failed stimulus, their failure to create jobs, their record debt and deficit, their takeover of industry, their takeover of health care? What are the odds that the Democrats will never face the truth that they failed on their promises to the American people? And change begins as of today. The real battle begins on The Sean Hannity Show.
Check out the Sean Hannity radio show later today, right here.
Sean Hannity, weekdays 2 to 5 on 1620 WTAW.
It's the time of year when if you're in a car-buying mood, you get really in a car-buying mood. Or maybe if you haven't thought about it, you start to get into a car-buying mood. It's because it's the end of the year. Dealers are looking to clear off their inventory to make room for what they call the new model years. In other words, we've got all these 2010s on the lot. We need to bring some 2011s in. That means you can get good deals. But wouldn't you like to have someone help you through the process, make sure you're getting a good deal, to try and help you sort things out like 0% financing or cash back? Which one's the better? If you have questions even on vehicle warranty, if you're a first-time buyer, if you have questions about your credit, let me give you two words, ask Mike. Go to WTAW.com, scroll down, look for Mike Vivaldi's picture from Team Auto, Team Ford in Navasota. Click on that and ask away. It's free, it's accurate, it's timely, it's a way to help you through the car buying process. Go to WTAW.com and ask Mike. Ask Mike for Mike Vivaldi at Team Auto, Team Ford in Navasota.
Hey folks, Papa John's here with a great special just for you. It's our extra large, any way you want it, for just $15. That's right, extra large pizza, 30% bigger than the large, any toppings you want for just $15. Give us a call or go online at papajohns.com.
It's harvest time at Royalty Pecan Farms, and to celebrate, they have orchard tours and activities every Saturday this fall. While you're there, enjoy new signature treats made fresh at the farm. Make sure to pick up a Royalty Pecan or Pumpkin Pecan pie for all your holiday dinners. And sending fresh Texas pecans to everyone on your list is the perfect gift. Royalty Pecan Farms is open Monday through Saturday from 9 to 6 on Highway 21 between Bryan and Caldwell, 1 mile west of the Brazos River, or shop online at royaltypecans.com.
Hey, good morning. It's 6:25. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. They're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com. About 58 for a high temperature today is all we're going to look at. 60% chance of some showers happening probably before 1 o'clock in the afternoon. That seems to be the way that it looks right now. Then we'll have cloudy skies after that. North winds about 15 miles an hour, maybe gusts up to 20. Tonight, a 30% chance of showers lingering. 48 will be our low. Kind of breezy tomorrow with a high around 70. Sunshine returns, but the winds will be gusting up to maybe 25 miles an hour, and it'll be out of the north, so kind of a cool nearly 70 degrees. Then tomorrow night, 39 degrees with clear skies. Then Friday, Saturday, Sunday look pretty nice. 67 for our high temperature on Friday. Saturday, we're looking at sunny skies and 72, and then probably up to 75 on Sunday. So that all looks pretty nice. And low temperatures probably around 40. Right now, looking at a little bit of mist out there. Humidity is 90%. Winds are from the northwest at 9. We have 56 degrees out there.
If you have hobbies, you're more likely to be a great innovator. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up.
I'm child behavioral therapist James Lehman. I know you need the Total Transformation Program to turn around your child's behavior, but for some reason you haven't tried it. Maybe you're skeptical and doubt that it will work for you and your child. Listen, I'm willing to give away 1,000 copies of the Total Transformation to the most skeptical of parents for free. All I need you to do is send me your feedback about how it works for you and your child, and the program will be free. You get the program for free, and I get the satisfaction of knowing how the Total Transformation helped your child. Anyone who says they can change your child's behavior should be willing to prove it. We're going to prove once and for all that the Total Transformation program works for every behavior problem imaginable, and it'll be free to 1,000 of my most skeptical customers.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-800-749-7870. 1-800-749-7870. That's 1-800-749-7870. 1-800-749-7870.
Having a diverse group of friends and acquaintances seems to improve the chances that you will come up with good ideas. But that's not the only thing great innovators have in common.
One pattern that you see a lot is, which is kind of sweet, is that they have a lot of hobbies.
Stephen Johnson, author of the book Where Good Ideas Come From.
This is true of a lot of the great minds. You know, Darwin was notorious for having all these different hobbies, so he would be, you know, kind of working on his big theory of natural selection, and then he would say, well, now I must go tend to my barnacles, you know. And it was, in a sense, what having a lot of hobbies does is that it creates that same sense of kind of diversity and unlikely kind of surprises or connections, even if you're alone.
Great innovators from the past also did something else kind of interesting. It was called keeping a commonplace book.
They would copy by hand all the interesting quotes that they found in the books that they read. And their own notes, too. They would write down their own little hunches and, you know, half-baked ideas that they would have. And then they would go back and they would reread this document. And I think that's something that we can do now with technology, is so when you read these things, grab little bits of them, save them, and then go back.
And Stephen says there is something to the notion that great ideas often come in the shower, but it's not the shower so much.
Truth is, there aren't that many places in modern life where you're brain is allowed to kind of meander in that way, right? Normally you start meandering and then you're like, oh, I got to go pick up the kids, right? So the shower is one of those spaces, and going for a long walk is another one that people often talk about.
It's somethingyoushouldknow.net. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
Feeling all right.
ride. Yes, I'm cruising tonight. Just left the Wolf Creek car wash. I'm ready to ride. A detail and wash, and yes, an oil change too. A real friendly staff that will satisfy you. Don't need a lot of money. Don't take a lot of time. Looking good when you drive.
If you're a male over 30 years of age, then you need to hear this. Do you feel like you're physically over the hill? When you hit the gym, do you get fatigued quickly and find you're still gaining weight every year? Like your age is catching up with you? Complete Nutrition's got the solution. Charger. Charger is a safe and effective formula that replenishes your body's natural testosterone levels back to when you were peaking physically. The result is less fat around your core, more stamina, and an increase in your sex drive. For guys over 30, Charger can be one of the most powerful tools for enhancing and extending your overall quality of life. So if you want to naturally and effectively lean up, lose the gut, and get more stamina than you've had in years, take charge with Charger. Now open, find Complete Nutrition next to Panda Express on the corner of Texas Avenue and George Bush. Or call 703-7987.
Complete Nutrition.
WTAW News Time, 6:30, 54 degrees right now. This new look at news brought to you by St. Joseph Regional Health Center. St. Joseph, it's your choice. Good morning, I'm Chase Murphy. By a 2-1 margin, Chet Edwards lost his reelection bid last night to Bill Flores.
In the months ahead, Congressman-elect Flores will have my full cooperation and support as he transitions into his position as District 17's representative and is my family's representative.
Flores thanked many people in his victory speech. Among them were Republicans who lost in prior attempts to unseat Edwards.
I need to give a special word of thanks to Arlene Wogelmuth, Van Taylor, and Rob Kernock for beginning this effort and laying the foundation. I learned an immeasurable amount by watching those campaigns and how, if you want to be smart, you learn from every prior campaign, and so their campaigns provided great foundations for this campaign.
You can hear the election night speeches online in the interview section of our website, WTAW.com. Edwards' defeat was one of many for Democrats, signaling a changing of the guard as Republicans retake control of the U.S. House.
Republicans took aim at some big Democrat targets and hit the mark in some key races, including defeating Ike Skelton, a Democrat representing Missouri for three decades. The Democrats' House Budget Chairman is also out of a job, and Republican John Boehner likely on his way to a new job, Speaker of the House.
Frankly, this is not a time for celebration.
Instead, Boehner says it's time to roll up the sleeves and get to work.
It starts with cutting spending instead of increasing it.
Boehner did get a call from President Obama, the two leaders discussing how to work together on top priorities. In Washington, Jared Halpern, Fox News Radio.
Texas's two senators were not up for re-election in this year's midterms, but Kay Bailey Hutchison is hopeful lawmakers got the message from the voting booth.
We're going to have a great Republican year in Texas, and I think that nationwide, America is speaking loudly, and I just hope the politicians are listening.
In the Senate, the races in Washington, Alaska, and Colorado are still considered too close to call. Republicans gained six seats to 46 overall and cut the Democrats to 51 with two independents. In the House, 11 races are still considered too close to call, but even with those pending, Republicans gained 58 seats, more than enough to win the House. Three state races with local ties all went to Republicans. State Senator Steve Ogden of Bryan easily defeated Stephen Wyman. Giddings attorney Tim Kleinschmidt was reelected to House District 17, and a big upset sends Centerville Republican Marva Beck to Austin. Beck defeated incumbent Waco Democrat Jim Dunham in the race for House District 57. Election business in Brazos County isn't done. There's no clear winner in the College Station City Council race. Janet McMillan leads John Nichols by 78 after more than 12,000 people voted. But there are hundreds of provisional and other ballots in question. And voter registrar Christine Rose says the final decision lies with a ballot board.
Anyone can walk in to any polling location and demand to be allowed to vote, and they will be handed a provisional ballot. The ballot is held to one side, and it comes directly to the voter registrar, and we spend 3 days researching them and identifying what their status is.
Regarding voter turnout, based on the nearly 38,000 who voted for Congress, nearly half of those who participated in Brazos County did so during 2 weeks of early voting. Neither candidate for College Station City Council was a fan of competing with state and national partisan races. John Nichols says a nonpartisan election should be held in May when everything is nonpartisan.
I think it made it very difficult to get a message across. It tended to provide opportunities for extraneous issues and ideas to get into the campaign that didn't need to be there, and were clearly there.
You can hear more election night comments from Nichols online at the interview page of WTAW.com. College Station voters sent a clear no to a city council majority wanting to add a transportation fee to fund street repairs. Councilman Jess Fields, who opposed the fee, says his confidence in College Station residents increased with the 2-to-1 margin.
Really what we need to look at is just how we set up our taxes in College Station. I think this is a definitive answer from our voters that we need to do as much as we can to spend the general fund out of the property tax and the sales tax receipts that we get, and I don't think we need to add additional taxes.
You can hear more from Fields and Councilwoman Katie Marie Lyles, who also opposed the fee. Their comments are online at WTAW.com. And in other news, almost a year has passed since a Bryan man's arrest for threatening to cut off a woman's fingers and pointing a gun at her. 40-year-old Joe Marine III was scheduled for a jury trial this week in Brazos County District Court. Instead, the son of a former Bryan councilman entered pleas to aggravated assault with a deadly weapon and unlawful possession of a weapon. Marine was then sentenced to 18 years in prison. Punishment for all three crimes will be served at the same time. Marine was considered a habitual offender due to prior convictions for evading arrest and cocaine possession. WTAW News Time is 6:35, 54 degrees right now. The news brought to you by St. Joseph Regional Health Center. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Did you see that?
What?
Her.
I did. But mainly I noticed how you were looking backward while driving forward.
I can't believe what they wear to games these days.
Did I mention how St. Joseph is ranked in the top 5% of spine and neck surgery nationwide?
I mean, it's enough to give a guy a heart attack.
Well, fortunately, St. Joseph is 5-star rated in coronary intervention, too.
To find out your risk for stroke and heart attack, go to sjprevention.com. Ratings by Health Grades for 2010.
Did you ever lose your keys? Ask someone else to help look, and there they are, right in front of you. Well, if you're looking for a job or the right employee, that's why we're here. AggielandHelpWanted.com. Employment is all we do. It's the only thing. We help employers find qualified local candidates. Looking for a job? Post your resume for free. View job listings in your area. We promise it's there, and we can help you find it. AggielandHelpWanted.com. Long name, amazing results.
Let's do some weather, brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Call them at 268-ROOF.
We're cloudy and cool through today with some showers at times. Temperatures upper 50s and lower 60s. Then tonight, showers diminishing with partial clearing. We drop down to 50 overnight. Then it's going to be nice here for the end of the week. Sunny skies tomorrow. High temperatures well up in the 60s. Clear, low 40s at night. And then mostly sunny skies on Friday. Temperatures then about 65 degrees and then close to 70 on Saturday. I'm Gary Best for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Aggie soccer teams in San Antonio, they'll take on Colorado this afternoon at 5 o'clock in the first round of the Big 12 tournament. They'll try to add that trophy to their regular season trophy. Aggie volleyball team plays Oklahoma tonight. Speaking of Oklahoma, that's the football game Saturday night, and we'll hear from the Aggies getting ready for that. Got that and more coming up in sports.
All that stuff and more.
Stuff and more.
Okay, that's good. Oh, well, let's see. We had a little election coverage last night.
Yeah.
And
We'll have
Bill Flores in here in about an hour. And Nancy Berry, who is not up for election or re-election, she'll be in at 8 o'clock. But those will be our interviews this morning. So, unable to win West Virginia early in the evening,
mm-hmm.
the Republicans figured out that they'd probably remain in the minority, but they did. They did win some. They won Democrat seats in Arkansas and Indiana and North Dakota and Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, and Illinois. The Brocksters' old seat goes to a Republican.
How about that?
That's pretty interesting. I believe
Karl Rove referred to that as a stern rebuke of the president last night.
Again,
then Joe Trippi sitting right there agreed with him.
Yeah, I think that's really, really true. That sends... When you can't hold on, your party cannot hold on to the seat that you had, albeit for such a short period of time, Folks are voting with their pocketbooks, I believe. Sharon Angle did not win. Harry will be back. And again, what I learned from watching that debate is this guy can't put together a sentence. I mean, he can't, and he is the majority leader in the upper body of our legislative branch. Pretty amazing.
And if the Tea Party could have been rebuked, that would have been the race that you could call a Tea Party rebuke, because that was the one where they had really invested a lot.
They had. That's true. And he did a good job of defining her. Of course, the numbers are so small in Nevada. After you look at the numbers that we had in the race, for instance, in California or in Florida, I mean, there are just not a lot of people that live in Nevada, and it's all Las Vegas or Reno, and so I guess it's a fairly easy place to be able to market to. And Harry somehow, I don't know how he got into the powerful situation that he is, because you just, he must have friends in high places or something going on, because he just does not seem to be very dynamic. Two seats still too close to call. One in Colorado, that's Ken Buck. He is ahead right now over the incumbent, who is Michael Bennett, but don't know yet. And Patty Murray, just barely ahead of Dino Rossi.
Well, in Alaska, still unclear.
You know, and that's probably going to be a little while, because as we talked about, you know, got to figure out how many of those votes actually are Lisa Murkowski and spelling and all the things involved there. As of now, the GOP up six seats in the Senate. Could get seven, could get eight, but it's not the 10 that they needed. As far as the House is concerned, that's going to end up being, I don't know, maybe 65 seats. See how that works out. Watch John Boehner last night. John cried.
Did he? Well, John, he's got that big gavel now.
Yeah, John is an emotional guy, apparently. Reading a story about him a couple of weeks ago, that when he thought he was maybe on his way out of Congress, they all went to some Washington watering hole, and John cried then, and he's got a reputation for doing that.
He's a crier.
He is, and he did so last night.
I'm looking forward, though, now to the State of the Union. You know, back when you got the vice president hopping up to applaud.
Yeah.
And then the speaker sort of sauntering up to applaud.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Rather than both of them hopping up like.
Yeah, that's true.
Like we had with the Pelloster.
Or kind of like, oh, was I supposed to applaud then? I'm sorry. Yeah. I didn't mean to not applaud. those Mozons in California. I mean, I don't know. I'm not sure about Meg Whitman, but I am pretty sure about Moonbeam. And they brought Moonbeam back. I mean, Jerry Brown.
Is he going to make it the full term? I mean, he's getting long of tooth.
Yeah. It's interesting because you mentioned that. He is now the nation's youngest governor and now the oldest governor.
Ah.
He left that seat 28 years ago, and now at 72. Now, and then also, this is the same group who voted Proposition 19 out. They were trying to make personal marijuana use legal, and that failed. Yet Moonbeam wins. See, I don't get that.
Oh, man.
Overall, there were 37 governor races out there that were decided. Rick knocked it out of the park again.
Yeah, he did.
You got Jerry, as mentioned.
Right.
Got a new governor in New York, another one of those Cuomo folks, you know.
And our governor is a 4-year term, is it not?
Governor is a 4-year term.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
Yes, that was.
And he, there's no no limit. He could go on forever if he wanted to. And he's been in elective office for 63 years, hasn't he? About right. Been there a while. The other one that's kind of interesting is Ohio, which is supposed to be the bellwether state, if you will. That's supposed to be a picture of America. It was at one time the picture of America. I don't know if it still is. And then this lady named Nikki Haley in South Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
She is an Indian American, like India Indian, not Native American Indian. And so she has been elected. Now, that's kind of interesting because, you know, the governor's office, while constitutionally weak in Texas, obviously Perry has been able to build it to a pretty good situation because he's appointed almost everybody that can be appointed in Texas since he's been the governor for so long. So it's a fairly powerful situation, but constitutionally it's not supposed to be. In other states, not so much. Quite often the governor is is pretty important for two things. First, redistricting, which we're going to be looking at, and the way you draw those lines for the House of Representatives makes a lot of difference. And also, if, you know, for instance, if Sarah Palin decides to run for president, South Carolina is going to be one of those early states, and there's Nikki, who's a Tea Party person, and and Sarah, you know, backed her, so I don't know if Sarah's going to run for president or not. She'd be a fool to, because she's making too much money doing what she's doing. But nonetheless, you know, those governors can often run the state politics and could be crucial people. Now, did Democrats dodge a bullet by hanging on to the Senate? Because this is the third election in a row where voters kicked a party out of power. But first time since 1930 that the Senate did not change leadership at the same time as the House. That's pretty interesting.
Wow.
Since 1930. The other thing is, I heard last night that the North Carolina state legislature went Republican for the first time since
1883.
Yeah, just incredible. Just incredible. So, among the things, the messages that I guess were sent, if you could paint with a broad brush, is U.S. America needs to quit spending money. Our government needs to find a way to cut costs. Is that basically right?
I believe so, yes.
So, I am hard-pressed to come up with words you can use on the radio when you read that the United States is about to spend $200 million a day for the president to visit Mumbai. Let that sink in for just a second. There are going to be 3,000 people, including Secret Service agents and U.S. American officials and journalists, who will accompany our president at a cost of, I believe, $200 million a day.
Wow.
Somehow, some way, I think India can get along without having his wonderful presence there. And I certainly think that our country could find ways to spend that money rather than have Barack Obama go to India.
Well, yeah, how many days is he supposed to be there?
Well, I don't know, but if it's one, it's too many.
Well, what I was going to say is you take those number of days,
yeah,
all right,
yeah,
divide it by two,
okay,
and then multiply that by 200 million. So if he was going to be there for 3 days,
yeah,
all right, and that would be 600 million. Let's just write India a check for $300 million because they could use the money.
They
yeah,
could.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Because we'll see a photo ops of him, you know, walking past hungry kids probably.
Oh, yeah. We? Oh, I'm sure we will.
Oh, and
yeah,
feeling their
yeah,
pain.
Yeah.
Exactly. While we're spending $200 million a day for him to be there to visit yeah, those hungry kids.
Did we mention
what's wrong with that picture?
Yeah. Did we mention it's going to be $200 million dollars a day?
I believe you said that.
Yeah.
So cut your trip by 2 days and give those hungry kids $400 million in rice and
yeah,
food.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know. I mean.
Nah, he wouldn't want to do that. That's actually, you know, getting to the root of the problem.
Uh huh.
Don't forget also that the coastline of the city of Mumbai and its airspace will have to be patrolled. And the city's airspace will be closed for half an hour.
Oh, good. Let's
before the president's arrival.
While we're visiting.
Yes,
them.
And
yeah,
for all the arriving aircraft that carry the U.S. delegation.
Mm-hmm.
Now, again, and Chase, you've been there, but folks need to know, Mumbai is a true world city. I mean, it is a...
Didn't go there. It's in the southern part of the yeah, country. I was in the northern part, but yes, it is.
It's a ginormous city. And so we're going to go ahead and shut that city's airspace down for a little while so that the president can get to India. Did I mention it's going to be
$200 million?
$200 million
I caught that.
A yeah, day. Yeah. But again, he understands. He gets it. He knows what we were saying yesterday at the ballot box when we said we would like for the government to possibly not spend so much.
The world is full of electronic gadgets, and they all run on batteries. That's why your local Batteries Plus store is more important than ever. We have the largest in-stock selection of batteries for PDA, cell phones, MP3 players, laptops, and more. Our friendly experts can test your existing batteries, recycle old ones, even install new batteries in the trickier devices. Stop in today and see how Batteries Plus keeps everything running smoothly. Batteries Plus, America's battery experts.
Batteries Plus is your digital camera and camcorder battery headquarters, located on the corner of Texas and Holloman.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week throughout the fall, from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free.
This Saturday, November 6th, it's Heifer Nutrition. Come learn about the importance of good nutrition in the development of these young animals and what it can mean to the future of your breeding program.
Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
Some folks are just born winners. Most times, though, they'll tell you that it wasn't all luck. They're calculating people, always looking for the best angle, the shortcuts to success. We gardeners could learn a lot from those winners. There are things we can do to improve our odds and to limit our losses. I'm going to have some tips on improving your plant growing chances right after this message. Did you know that more than 85% of Texans live within 20 miles of a farmer's market? You probably do. Hopefully you've already learned the joy of those great, fresh, and nutritious Texas-grown fruits and vegetables. The production season in Texas is long and varied, and the crops that you'll find at your local farmer's market will include onions, carrots, peas, collard and mustard greens, broccoli, cauliflower, okra, green beans, and cucumbers. There's nothing better than fresh, juicy Texas-grown peaches, oh my goodness, and vine-ripe tomatoes as sweet as sweet corn, Texas blueberries and pecans, Texas-grown produce at a local farmer's market. It doesn't get any better. The Texas Certified Farmers Market Association encourages you to share in their bounty. Support local agriculture. Support your local economy. Visit the website TexasCertifiedFarmersMarkets.com to find the farmer's market nearest you and to see what's currently available. Support Texas agriculture and your local businesses. Stop it in a farmer's market today. Again, the website, TexasCertifiedFarmersMarkets.com. If you're going to improve the odds of plant survival, start with adapted plants. Makes a lot of sense. Know their cultural requirements. If special soils are the answer, make sure they're practical. You can, for example, amend the soil to grow shrubs like azaleas, but it takes a lot more soil to grow an East Texas Texas pine in West Texas, or vice versa. Most of us can afford the former improvements, and most of us would crumble under the latter. You can add water when something gets dry, but it's much more difficult to remove moisture from a waterlogged soil in rainy periods. Some plants won't grow in Texas because it gets too hot. Some plants won't grow in Texas because it gets too cold. Neither group makes for good shopping. Buy only healthy, vigorous plants. It's amazing how many people will buy based only on cost. Sometimes you spend 20% more, yet you triple the odds of success. That's not a gamble. That's an investment. Deal only with full-time professional nursery stock dealers. Whether they're a chain or an independent, at least give yourself the assurance that they're really in the plant business and that they'll be there should you run aground months or years later. If a plant doesn't look very healthy at the nursery, find another nursery or at least find another plant. Know each plant's mature size and form. One of the quickest ways to ruin your landscaping efforts is to use the wrong plant. You have room for a short shrub beneath low windows, and you pack the van with photinias. Well, you're going to have a problem. Actually, you're going to have several problems because photinias have diseases as well. Do you get a guarantee, or do you worry about guaranteeing a plant? Many nurseries offer you a money-back guarantee that their plants will survive. Now, often that guarantee is available only if you let them deliver and plant the plant for you. Undoubtedly, there will be an extra fee for those services, often as much as half the selling price of the plant. However, there may be no reason to buy the guarantee on those terms if you're buying a container-grown plant of a superior and adapted variety, and if you know it's healthy and vigorous at the time you buy it, it's going to be fine if you'll just water it. That's the main thing. And a personal comment here about plant guarantees. If you know that you messed up, plant has a guarantee, but you forgot to water it, don't hold the nurseryman responsible for that. That's really sad. That's not good ethical business relationships. I'm Neil Sperry, Collections of a Gardener's Life in our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, thanks for listening and happy gardening.
Good Wednesday morning, everybody. I'm Tom Turbeville. Let's take a first look at your sports at 6:52, and it's brought to you by Atkinson Toyota, Madisonville, and Bryan, an official partner of the Big 12 Conference. Aggie basketball season got an unofficial start last night at Reed Arena. A&M defeated St. Mary's of San Antonio in an exhibition, 70-53. David LeBeau led the Aggies with 15 points. Coach Mark Turgeon saw some good, but you know he saw more bad.
I was pleased with the way we started the game. I thought our defense was really good, really the entire first half. We didn't rebound worth a flip the whole game, and it's been that way in practice. We can't get a rebound in practice either. So there was some carryover. I thought our post defense wasn't very good most of the night. And then when you're subbing in and out as much as we were subbing in and out, it's really hard to get any continuity going offensively. And, you know, I think we had 33 with about 7 minutes going to half and had 35 at halftime. We hit a little rhythm again the second half, and then we lost it. So disappointed in our offense, but we missed a lot of wide-open shots. And I thought St. Mary's really played well till the end, and about what I expected. Everybody got to play, which is fun.
Aggies open the regular season a week from Friday night at 7 o'clock against Alcorn State. When the Aggies face Oklahoma Saturday night at Kyle Field, they'll be looking at a lot of top-notch college names on the backs of the Sooner jerseys. One of them is receiver Ryan Broyles. A&M strong safety Trent Hunter knows that this guy's a hoss.
Oh, yeah, we expect big things from, you know, Ryan Broyles, you know, week to week. He's a good receiver, talented, you know, good hands, good speed, good size. He's an all-around good receiver. You know, he's got moves. He's got, you know, pretty much everything you want in a receiver. You know, but we face those type of guys every week, I think.
But Hunter says that all the Aggie safeties are doing the job now, and he does not expect the Aggie D to lie down.
All three of the safeties that we, you know, we're really rotating right now, I think are doing a good job. You know, myself, Stephen Terrell, and Stephen Campbell, we're all going out there and playing pretty good sound football. You know, we always have things we can clean up, but, you know, Steve is, you know, second fastest guy on our football team, you know, behind Stephen Terrell, which is the other rotating safety. He's big, you know, he's physical. He's one of those guys that, you know, if he catches you running across the middle, he's going to make you pay for it. I don't know if any of y'all seen that blitz on the play, but he was late getting in the hole. He came in and he made a phenomenal play on the quarterback for his sack, and it was a good tackle. You know, raw happy, it wasn't a helmet to helmet, and he had two of those the week before. So, you know, like I said, he's out there, and he's going to make you pay for making a mistake.
Aggies in Oklahoma kick a little after 6 on Saturday night at Kyle Field. Aggie volleyball team will host Oklahoma tonight at Reed Arena at 8 in a game that will be televised on ESPNU nationally. The Aggies are 5-7 in the Big 12. Oklahoma's 9-3. One of those wins was a 5-set victory over the Aggies in Norman October 20th. A&M fans will try to super smash the attendance record against the Sooners. All A&M student organizations, sororities, fraternities, they all get in free. And all elementary school students with a special flyer get in free. And their parents can purchase discount tickets. The Big 12 champion A&M soccer team will try to add the Big 12 tournament trophy to go alongside the regular season trophy. They start play in San Antonio today when they meet Colorado at 5:30 in the Big 12 tournament. Other first-round matches, Oklahoma meets Texas, Nebraska meets Missouri, and Oklahoma State meets Texas Tech. The high school volleyball playoffs started last night. Bryan fell to North Mesquite in 3 games at Lorena. Bryan finishes the season at 17-25. Consol Tigers beat Mesquite Horn in Fairfield in 4 games. The Tigers are 34-9, and they'll advance to meet Richardson Berkner or Garland Rowlett in the area round. Rudder Rangers fell to Red Oak in their first ever playoff match, losing at Waco in 3. Rudder finishes 24-18. Area volleyball playoff winners, Caldwell over Sealy, Franklin over Rio Vista, North Zulch over La Texo, and Milano beat Snook. And finally, baseball struck out in the TV ratings games. Television ratings for the World Series equaled the lowest ever for the Fall Classic. The Giants' 5-game win over the Rangers averaged an 8.4 rating and 14 share, and that matches the record low of the 08 Phillies-Rays World Series, 28% down from last year's Yankees-Phillies matchup. And that's your first look at sports. Good morning. I'm Tom Turpeville for Atkinson, Toyota, Madisonville, and Bryan. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Did you know you can get paid for spreading holiday cheer?
That's what elves do, and you can do it at Santa's Wonderland.
They have openings for everything from cashiers, food handlers, hayride drivers, and greeters to parking attendants, kettle corn stand attendants, and general labor.
Those are the people who create the Texas Christmas experience.
Just click santas-wonderland.com for details and an application.
Then be at Santa's Wonderland November 6th and 7th. From 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. for interviews.
You'll find them on the southbound frontage road of Highway 6 across from Texas World Speedway.
You're going to love being an elf.
We do.
Santa's Wonderland is an equal opportunity employer.
It's the time of year when, if you're in a car buying mood, you get really in a car buying mood, or maybe if you haven't thought about it, you start to get into a car buying mood. It's because it's the end of the year. Dealers are looking to clear off their inventory to make room for what they call the new model years. In other words, we've got all these 2010s on the lot. We need to bring some 2011s in. That means you can get good deals. But wouldn't you like to have someone help you through the process, make sure you're getting a good deal, to try and help you sort things out like 0% financing or cash back? Which one's the better? If you have questions even on vehicle warranty, if you're a first-time buyer, if you have questions about your credit, let me give you two words. Ask Mike. Go to WTAW.com, scroll down, look for Mike Vivaldi's picture from Team Auto, Team Ford in Navasota. Click on that and ask away. It's free. It's accurate. It's timely. It's a way to help you through the car buying process. Go to WTAW.com and ask Mike. Ask Mike from Mike Vivaldi at Team Auto, Team Ford in Navasota.
You're a wife, a mother, a caregiver, a teacher, a taxi driver, a friend, and so much more. You give so much of yourself to others. Now it's time to do something for you. Schedule a digital mammogram today with the early detection and diagnostic experts at the Scott and White College Station Clinic. Early detection is the key to successful treatment of breast cancer. And the Scott and White Cancer Team offers state-of-the-art technology for the detection, diagnosis, and treatment of breast cancer. Because you take care of so many others, Scott and White's advanced care is designed to take care of you. You owe it to yourself to take care of your health. Call 979-691-3618 to make an appointment today, or visit us on the web at sw.org. Scott and White accepts all major health insurance plans.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony.
Tonight, there's a Tea Party tidal wave.
And Republicans are riding it high.
We're tired of it, and we're going to chart a new course.
The GOP taking back some power.
We simply cannot continue to spend and spend.
Winning the House, but not quite the Senate. We have live reports on both in Washington. First, Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern.
And Dave, the Republican resurgence is a reality in the House. The GOP picking up at least 60 seats in the process, knocking off longtime Democrats like Ike Skelton and Budget Chairman John Spratt, and ushering in John Boehner as the likely next Speaker of the House.
I spent my whole life chasing the American dream.
It was a pretty good night for Senate Republicans as well. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson picks up the story here in Washington.
Well, the leader of the Senate's Democrats may have kept his job.
I'm not finished fighting. In fact, tonight, I'm more determined than ever.
But Nevada's Harry Reid will lead fewer Democrats as Republicans picked up at least five Senate seats, including wins over Democratic incumbents in Arkansas and Wisconsin. But at this hour, still no winners in Colorado, Washington, and Alaska. Those counts, even before any recounts, could take days, Dave.
Rich, the Tea Party didn't win every race, but Rand Paul did in Kentucky, and he's ready to keep the movement going. Fox News Radio's Jennifer Kuiper, live in Bowling Green.
Dave all smiles at the Rand Paul camp, and the Tea Party favorite says he has a clear message for Washington.
We've come to take our government back!
The Bowling Green eye surgeon hammered home his campaign trail message.
It's a message of fiscal sanity. It's a message of limited constitutional government and balanced budget.
Democrat Jack Conway urged supporters to wish the senator-elect well. Dave?
Jennifer, the economy was a big factor in the voting yesterday, and what President Obama thinks of all this, we'll find out at a White House news conference this afternoon. This is Fox News Radio. Fair and balanced.
With Ally Bank's 24/7 live customer care, you can speak with a real person, not a machine, anytime you want. So if you need to know the latest and greatest interest rate at 1 p.m. or check your account balance at 4 a.m., it's no problem. Just press 0 and you'll be connected to a knowledgeable customer care associate who will help answer your questions. Plus, we post our wait times right on our website, so not a moment of your time is wasted. Now when it comes to banking, who wouldn't love that? To learn more, visit allybank.com or call us at 877-247-2559. Member FDIC.
I am Professor Nathaniel Burke from the University of Farmers, where agents' minds are cultivated like a plump butternut squash. And this is a pop quiz. True or false? Nearly 20% of American drivers are uninsured. If you answered true, you're correct. If you said false, you have way too much faith in your fellow man.
Chat with a Farmers insurance agent to see how you can protect yourself with a personalized auto policy. Find your local agent at farmers.com. We are insurance.
We are Farmers.
Coverage not available in all areas.
It's harvest time at Royalty Pecan Farms, and to celebrate, they have orchard tours and activities every Saturday this fall. While you're there, enjoy new signature treats made fresh at the farm. Make sure to pick up a Royalty Pecan or Pumpkin Pecan Pie for all your holiday dinners. And sending fresh Texas pecans to everyone on your list is the perfect gift. Royalty Pecan Farms is open Monday through Saturday from 9 to 6 on Highway 21 between Bryan and Caldwell, 1 mile west of the Brazos River, or shop online at royaltypecans.com. Heard the news? Something big's going on at WC Tractor in Brian Brenham, Sealy, and Navasota. Comes around this time every year. Yup, Value Bonanza. Start with 0% financing for up to 72 months. Rather have cash back? Done. It's your choice. So's the equipment. Take your pick of major New Holland hay and forage equipment and select New Holland tractors. From Boomer Compacts up to the T5000. They're all farm-raised and ready to work alongside of you. Get into WC Tractor in Brian Brenham, Sealy, and Navasota before November 30th and take advantage of all the savings. Value Bonanza. That's something big.
This week on the Texas A&M campus, Tuesday night, November 2nd, 7 o'clock, men's basketball, St. Mary's, an exhibition game. Volleyball, Oklahoma, the opponent, 8 o'clock, Wednesday night at Reed. 11 a.m. Friday morning, Equestrian takes on Auburn at the Expo Center. That night at the Natatorium, women's swimming against Texas. Football against OU at Kyle Field at 6 o'clock on Saturday night. Women's basketball will have the maroon and white game, 2 o'clock at Reed on Sunday afternoon. That's this week at Texas A&M.
Hey folks, Papa John's here with a great special just for you. It's our extra large, any way you want it, for just $15. That's right, extra large pizza, 30% bigger than the large, any toppings you want for just $15. Give us a call or go online at papajohns.com.
When I met Michael, he had been neglected by his mother and beaten by her boyfriend. He was in a foster home with five other teenagers and 2 years behind in school. As Michael's court-appointed special advocate, Ms. Casa, I fought for the therapy and extra help he needed in school. And I found an aunt to give him a home and the love and guidance he needed to succeed. Now Michael is headed to college and a bright future. Volunteer as a CASA. Make a lifelong difference in a child's life and your own.
Go to becomeacasa.org. Sponsored by Texas CASA.
Heard the news? Something big's going on at WC Tractor in Brian Brenham, Sealy, and Navasota. Comes around this time every year. Yup, Value Bonanza. Start with 0% financing for up to 72 months. Rather have cash back? Done. It's your choice. So's the equipment. Take your pick of major New Holland hay and forage equipment and select New Holland tractors. From Boomer Compacts up to the T5000. They're all farm-raised and ready to work alongside of you. Get into WC Tractor in Brian Brenham, Sealy, and Navasota before November 30th and take advantage of all the savings. Value Bonanza. That's something big.
WTAW News Time, 7:06. It is 53 degrees right now as we head toward a high today of about 58, so not going to warm up too much. And a 70% chance of showers. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after this look at news. Brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. Incumbent Congressman Chad Edwards lost nearly every county in his reelection bid against Bill Flores last night, bringing an end to Edwards' more than 20 years in Congress.
The people of our district have spoken. And I respect that choice. I want to congratulate Bill Flores for being elected to represent us in the United States Congress.
Flores, who won in every county of the 17th district except Robertson County, says he'll be among 60 freshman House members, most of whom share the same ideals.
Number one is most of us have been in business, so we've been in the real world, not in the political world. Number two. This is the last thing we ever thought we'd be doing at this stage of our lives. And number three, we're doing it because of our kids and our grandkids.
You can hear the election night speeches online in the interview section of our website, WTAW.com, and Congressman-elect Flores will join us here in just about 25 minutes. The next 2 years will feature a divided Congress after Republicans swept to House control on a wave of voter anger and Tea Party activism. It means the next 2 years of President Obama's term just got a lot harder. The Democrats held the Senate but have a slimmer majority. Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid overcame predictions of defeat in Nevada. Governorships and state legislatures don't normally get as much attention, but the Republican wave has meant gains in those arenas at a very important time. It means the Republicans pick up key redistricting powers and increased influence heading into the 2012 election year. We may not know until Monday who won the College Station City Council special election. Out of the more than 12,000 votes counted last night, Janet McMillan led John Nichols by only 78 at the end of the night. But Brazos County voter registrar Christine Rowe says there are still hundreds of provisional and other ballots that have yet to be certified.
A provisional ballot is a ballot that's made available to a voter that status is in question. Perhaps we cannot find them listed at the polling location. There may have been an issue. They may have been canceled in error. A lot of different things can happen.
Rose says 3 days will be taken researching the person submitting the vote to determine whether it can be counted. Regarding voter turnout, based on the nearly 38,000 who voted for Congress, nearly half of those who participated in Brazos County did so during early voting. There's one point of agreement from the candidates for College Station City Council. Neither are supporters of holding a municipal election in November, with state and national races also on the ballot. Janet McMillan brought up placing a nonpartisan question at the end of a partisan ballot.
There were a lot of people that, because of the ballot order, Republican-Democrat, they thought it followed suit on the city race. And I would guess that I lost quite a lot based on my block-walking voter word of mouth.
You can hear more election night comments from McMillan and John Nichols online at WTAW.com. By a 2-to-1 margin, College Station voters said no to paying more on their utility bills to fund street repairs. City Councilwoman Katie Marie Lyles opposed the transportation user fee but supported the referendum.
We knew that if we don't, you know, put this into effect, we may have to raise property taxes, or we can take a harder look at the general fund and cut from other areas. You know, this is a time for us to get creative and to look at things we possibly haven't looked at. And so we're going to be stuck with a problem, but this is clearly something that people did not want.
You can hear more comments from Lyles and Councilman Jess Fields, who also opposed the fee, online at WTAW.com. Governor Rick Perry easily walked away with another 4-year term, defeating former Houston Mayor Bill White, and Perry says the margin of victory sends a clear message.
Texas has spoken!
Loud and clear, giving Governor Perry a larger-than-predicted win.
The citizens of our state have sent a very clear message with their votes, that they are optimistic about the future of our country, and they believe that Texas is headed in the right direction.
He says, however, he and lawmakers have their work cut out for them in January to balance the budget and fund the state's essential priorities without raising taxes. In Austin, Robert Wood, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Other results saw State Senator Steve Ogden reelected. Ogden beat Stephen Wyman 72% to 28%. Two state house races with local ties saw Republicans win both. In the race for District 17, Giddings Republican Tim Kleinschmidt defeated Patty Jacobs, and Centerville Republican Marva Beck upset incumbent Waco Democrat Jim Dunham in the race for House District 57. WTAW News Time is 7:10, 53 degrees right now. The news is brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. More news coming up at 7:30 or 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Other flooring stores in the Brazos Valley promise a better selection at the best price. But if you don't shop around, how will you know? At Zwirneman Flooring, our motto is simple. We provide you our very best price with service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and again. Just ask our preferred list of over 100 Brazos Valley home builders. Zwirneman Flooring, we may not be the biggest, but if given the opportunity, we'll show you that we're the best. Zwirneman Flooring, call 776-2800 today.
Attention DirecTV customers. KRHD ABC 40 is now carried on DirecTV in high definition. Just select channel 40 from your on-screen program guide for ABC in HD. Syndicated favorites like The Doctors and Entertainment Tonight in HD. Plus local news, weather, and sports for Bryan College Station in the Brazos Valley. Now DirecTV viewers can choose the ABC station that covers our area and get most programs in high definition. It's official. ABC 40 is now on DirecTV.
Aggie-owned and operated, Thrive Home Healthcare provides an excellent, cost-effective medical care alternative for patients and their families. Thrive Home Healthcare, helping others thrive. Call 846-1213 for qualification and more information.
Hey, 712, time to check some weather. It's brought to you by ResPro. If you need water or mold remediation or remodeling, give them a call at 690-8659. Here's the weather.
We're cloudy and cool through today with some showers at times. Temperatures upper 50s and lower 60s. Then tonight, showers diminishing with partial clearing. We drop down to 50 overnight. Then it's going to be nice here for the end of the week. Sunny skies tomorrow. High temperatures well up in the 60s. Clear, low 40s at night. And then mostly sunny skies on Friday. Temperatures then about 65 degrees and then close to 70 on Saturday. I'm Gary Best for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Aggie defense seems to be getting better here, and it's time to, as we're into the second half of the season, and it's time to because Oklahoma's offense is coming to Kyle Field on Saturday night. We'll talk about that, and we'll talk about more volleyball and soccer today for the Aggies. That and more coming up in sports.
You know, I guess after we finished our interview last night, I was talking to Steve Ogden about Navy football.
Uh-huh.
Because, you know, he's a graduate of the Naval Academy.
His son played there. Mm-hmm.
He did, and we were just chatting about that. I said, hey, you finally got a Navy team that's good enough to root for. He's going, hey, what are you talking about? He said, we've been to a bowl 5 years in a row.
That's true, they have.
He said, I don't know if you remember who Navy beat last year in Houston. Missouri.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, who turned out to be a pretty good team.
Yeah, he was, anyway, so he was touting his alma mater there.
Well, Navy was playing, Texas Tech a few years ago in that Texas Bowl game, right?
Yeah, matter of fact, I think I went to that one. Uh-huh. Anyway, but there you go. So, you know, those Naval Academy grads sticking together out there, so good for them.
Yeah, yeah, beat Army is a tradition now.
Yeah, they just normally do that anyhow. You know, I'm going to be honest with you. I don't do this very often, but I guess I want to pat us on the back for the job that we did last night because it takes a lot of work to get this done, and there are a lot of folks who have to help us, and we don't have nearly as many hands working at this radio station as we used to. And I appreciate what everybody did to do what we needed to do to get the voices of the newsmakers to you and doing it live. And I know that there are people out there who don't care about politics, and that's fine. And if you don't choose to vote, that's fine, too. But if you do choose to and you care, I want you to know that we are the radio station, we are the media outlet that had Chet Edwards' concession speech on live, that had Bill Flores' acceptance speech on live, that had an explanation of exactly what the voting problem was in College Station live. So whoever you think might be getting that news done, we're getting it done here, and that's all I want to say about that. And so we hope you'll look to us, and plus we archive all those interviews, and they're here for you to know. But don't be misled to think that there are other people out there that are doing that, because we are the only ones who do.
Well, I said at 5 o'clock that you all would do a good job, so I put the pressure right on
that's
you.
That's it. That was the reason. I knew that was it.
I even named names.
His last words walking out where he said, I just want you to know we're all counting on you.
I did. I told everybody that we would shine, so just to count on it. So the pressure was really on you.
The thing that's fun and different now, Chase and I can sit and talk and have up-to-date information not only locally, but across the state and really across the nation. And that's pretty cool to be able to do that. I mean, that internet thing looks like it's probably going to catch on. And
it is.
That won't be too bad. Hey, get this. Bask in whatever glory you can, Democrats. The Wall Street Journal reporting that there are key Democrat donors out there pretty much, I mean, if you can quietly demand, that President Obama decide by next month if he's going up for re-election in 2012. John Fund says, he's a pundit, says that there's some talk about some bigwig folks who are not going to back him. In fact, there's Michael Bloomberg, who's got pretty serious money himself, who decides he may run for the White House. So that's fine, Mr. Obama. We want to know what you're going to do. And if you'd go ahead and just let us know next month, that'd be just fine. So we'll see how that works out. Did you see that American media has filed bankruptcy? Do you know who that is?
No,
those would be the folks that bring you.
Well, evidently, a lot of people don't.
Well, I know, and you probably and there's no reason that you would. Those are the people who bring you the National Enquirer.
So the Enquirer might be going away.
Well, I don't know about that. You know how bankruptcy can be.
Inquisitive people want to know.
Now they do other stuff too. They do Men's Fitness and Shape Magazine and Star Magazine as well. So we'll see what happens. They'll have to reorganize. But
you mean our company subscription to Men's Fitness might go away?
I didn't know. I can't work under these conditions. I didn't know how to break that to you. Didn't know how to break that to you. But now you know.
Because you know we get it on the second Tuesday of every month.
And Tom and I fight over it.
Yeah, and the three of us share it around.
Yeah.
No, we all read it together.
Yeah. And you
Ooh, I didn't know that article was there.
And the problem is, with the holidays coming up, you know they're going to be scent cards in there, you know, those little scrunch up and smell stuff.
Oh, yeah, we find out what the new Tag body spray is going to be.
Yeah, so, I mean, I'm just want
with the esoteric name.
Yeah, okay. Very, very nice. Jungle Wilderness or whatever.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, Sarah Palin may be ditching that view of Russia from her kitchen.
That's a shame.
Yeah, Cindy Williams, the New York Post, says that she may relocate to Arizona. She likes it there, apparently. So.
Well, it's warmer.
It is warmer, no doubt. Don't have to shovel the driveway. Todd doesn't have to shovel. How's Todd going to do that that snow thing that he does, though? You can't do that in Arizona. So maybe she didn't ask Todd. Maybe she just says, I'm going to get a house in Arizona.
Tells me
she
may
ask Todd anything. I don't think
I don't think she
does.
Yeah,
then will you take out the garbage?
Yeah.
I don't think she asks him that.
Yeah, he's not first dude anymore. He's just dude.
Yeah.
We talked the other day about how
they compare paychecks.
Yes, they do, don't they?
When he gets a little uppity.
Yeah. Remember, I made $10 million last year, Todd. How you doing there, buddy? Hey,
how much did you make?
Shut up, man.
Yeah, really.
Shut up, Sarah.
So we.
No, fair. Shut up, Governor. Sorry.
It's 7:18. We've talked about how expensive college is. Let's hear it for this student at the Ohio State University. He's a law student. Accused of stealing books from the school's various libraries, campus police tell the Columbus Dispatch that he took more than 200 law books, one at a time, from the university law library and then sold them online for $10,000. Student got caught when the university received an email from a Brazilian lawyer last August. She bought it online from Amazon.com and found a crossed-out OSU ink stamp on the inside front cover. Oh, here, let me just cross that out and nobody will notice. In addition to the law books, apparently this student had over 1,000 other library books on sale online, working his way through school, selling books out of the college library.
Easier than flipping burgers.
Well, he's a capitalist.
That's right. What do you want? That's exactly right.
That's right.
So there you are. All right, let's see what people were watching on TV last week. Apparently not the World Series, huh?
No. Tied the lowest rating ever.
Now, that's interesting, and yet it finished numbers 6 and 7 in the top 10. So that tell you that there aren't a lot of folks watching network television?
I think you're right.
Other shows in there, number 10 is OT, the OT, I guess, The Mentalist, Dancing with Stars, The Results Show. NCIS Los Angeles. I don't care for that show very much. I like that original, but that's not much. Number 3 is Sunday Night Football. Number 2 is NCIS, the original. Number 1 would be Dancing with Stars. So there you are. Is that the only reality show that's making it now? Is that the only one
that's on
right now? Is there an American Idol on?
That starts in January.
Oh, okay. All right. So
because Fox has already started promoing it.
Okay. Hello?
Yeah, regarding those library books.
Yeah.
Should I not have done that?
Well, you know, once again,
I don't know how much money did you make.
Something to be said for capitalism, and it sounds like it's not that guy, so maybe he didn't get caught. Hello.
Good morning, guys.
Hey, what's
up? Good morning.
Hey, speaking of groups going out of business, did y'all hear about Acorn?
No.
Yeah, they filed for bankruptcy.
Did they? Wow. Okay. Well, they thank you. They may come back. You know, renamed. They thought about doing that before. All right, so what are you going to be doing when you're 102 years old? A man in China in such great... Well,
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure I know what I'll be doing when I'm supposed to be 102.
Trying to find the doorknob.
Feeding
the worms.
Yeah.
102-year-old man in China is in such great shape.
How great shape.
Yeah. Blah, blah, blah. He can still do knuckle push-ups. I don't know.
Show off.
I don't know if I can do a knuckle push-up today, but anyway, the Brown News...
You can't.
Yeah.
Although I'll give you $1 to try, and Tom can drive you to the emergency room.
The Brown News says that...
He shattered his knuckle!
Brown can do one-arm push-ups as well. His name is Xi Chow Chin or something. Mm-hmm. The senior citizen.
Scott, that's extremely insensitive.
It's very insensitive, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Let's all pronounce it together then, okay?
No.
Okay. S-H-I. We're figuring that's
shy.
S-H-I.
I'm writing down S-H-I.
Okay. Here's the last name.
Uh-huh.
It starts with an X, so we have a major problem to begin with, okay? X-I-A-O, Chun. See, and I got the Chun part. It's that first part.
Shi Shao Chun.
Of course it is.
There you go.
Yeah,
just way to go, Chase.
Say it like you mean it. Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
Hey, they don't really need to worry about those books at the college anyway. They never teach from them.
Well, oh, very nice. Well, that's a law book. They might. Anyway, Shi Chao Chung, and if you say it fast, it sounds just like that, can even do one-arm push-ups. Got into great shape during his career as a mailman. Back then, he said, postmen didn't make deliveries in trucks. They walked everywhere. Traffic was
uphill,
not as developed.
Yeah. Both directions.
That's right. I walked the entire town to deliver packages and letters. The man's daughter says he's also healthy because he never smoked or drank. So there you are. 102 knuckle push-ups.
Well, now, are we supposed to believe the 102-year-old Chinese knuckle pusher-upper, or are we supposed to believe, you know, like the 107-year-old British lady that drinks like a dram of brandy every day?
Go for what works, right? Hello?
So he sold the books, but he didn't get to sell the crayons, huh?
Yeah, I guess not.
Are the bathrooms in your home in need of an upgrade? Call MarbleCraft today at 846-3881. For over 10 years, MarbleCraft has been making old bathrooms look new again. MarbleCraft specializes in cultured marble, cultured granite, and our newest product, TrueStone, for all your shower walls, bathtubs, and countertop needs. From tear out to installation, MarbleCraft will make your project easy and affordable. Call MarbleCraft at 846-3881 for a free estimate, or come by their showroom at 702 West Carson Street in Bryan and get inspired.
Well, I think we're actually going to have some cool weather. That'll be nice, unless you've got critters that are looking to come into your house. And if that's the case, then why don't you give the folks at ABC Home and Commercial Services a call at 361-0500. They've been doing this kind of work for about 60 years, and because of that, they know how the critters get in. They know where they hide as well. So if you're already infested, they can help you out. And if you want to keep from being infested, they can help you there too. 361-0500. Of course, if you have pets, fleas and ticks might be something that you want to make sure you don't have invading your home. ABC Home Commercial Services can help you there as well. And, of course, termite control, something that all of us can be concerned about. Let the folks at ABC show you what kind of solutions they have for that. Now, as far as your, that's the inside. The outside? Yep, they'll take care of your lawn, your garden, your bushes, your shrubs. Trim those up or treat the lawn to make it look good starting next spring, because if most folks, you know, like I used to be, where you'd first thing that was green was weeds in your lawn, well, ABC Home and Commercial Services has been helping me out with that for about a year, and it doesn't happen that way now. My lawn is healthy, and as you get ready for that hot weather that we know will be coming back, they can get you in fine shape there. Or if you just need a first-time cleanup in your yard as spring gets here, then give them a call and they can help you. Christmas tree lights, Christmas lights on the outside of your house, then they can help you with that, putting them up and taking them down. See, all that with just one phone call. 361-0500. It's ABC Home and Commercial Services.
Why do you buy from Team Auto?
I'm Dr. David Dudica. I've been buying my vehicles from Mike for the last 5 years. He's been real honest and straightforward. As a matter of fact, all my kids even buy their vehicles from him now. So I'd recommend him for all your vehicle needs.
With a lineup of 8 domestic product lines, Team Auto is unlike any other car buying experience.
With this kind of selection, there's no reason not to join our team. Only 11.7 miles south of high prices.
Team Auto, where relationships matter.
725, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by the folks at Brazos Bounty. If you're new to town, then you'll receive information on businesses. If you have a business and you want to be in that group of information that goes to new folks who move to town, then go to BrazosBounty.com. Here's our weather. 60% chance of showers. Probably happened before 1 o'clock this afternoon, and winds will be up to about 20 miles an hour out of the north. A high of only 58. Then tonight, 48 for a low. Tomorrow, sunshine, but still cool. 69 for a high with north winds at about 25 miles an hour. Tomorrow night, 39. And then on Thursday night, Friday night, we're looking at a low of about 40 degrees. Saturday looks ideal, 72 for a high, and then Sunday, 75. and there'll be sunshine out there. Right now, humidity is 90%. Winds are from the northwest. Still a little bit of light drizzle in parts of the city, and we have 56 degrees.
Just Brakes.
How much are pads and shoes at Just Brakes?
Just Brakes installs new pads and shoes on all four wheels for $99.88.
Really? Including installation?
Yes, ma'am. Just Brakes also machines, rotors, and drums and inspects your brake system for any other problems.
Just Brakes installs pads and shoes on all four wheels and machines, rotors, and drums for just $99.88. Why do you do it, Just Brakes?
At Just Brakes, we
offer good on most cars and light trucks. Additional repairs may be required at additional cost. $6 shop supply fee not included.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byanski at BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
The excuses started before the first votes were counted. Pennsylvania Governor Fast Eddie Rendell blamed Democrats for sending a muddled message to voters. He also claimed expectations were just unreasonably high for Obama. Well, who raised those expectations? Obama did, and his own state-controlled media. The postpartisan, post-racial presidency was a myth created by willing media accomplices who refused to report on Obama's beliefs, his associations, or his mindset. Even when he promised to redistribute America's incomes or to lower the seas, there was no critical analysis. Criticism was instead heaped on those who attempted to uncover his past connections, raise questions, or call attention to his lack of accomplishment. And to that big, angry chip on his shoulder about America's past. The Democrat message was not muddled. 2 years later, we have the chance to respond to the clear agenda Obama, the Democrats, rammed down our throats. Exploding government, rampant spending, crushing debt, confiscatory taxes, entitlements without end, payoffs for unions and other far-left cronies, racial divisions, and class warfare. When Obama recently called those who oppose his radical immigration policies enemies, it reaffirmed what many of us instinctively knew. We, the American people, had become enemies of the state, and Obama and Democrats would punish us as long as they could. So no, Mr. Rendell, the message wasn't muddled. We got it. And now it's your turn to get our message. And our message isn't muddled either.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
With Ally Bank's 24/7 live customer care, you can speak with a real person, not a machine, anytime you want. So if you need to know the latest and greatest interest rate at 1 p.m. or check your account balance at 4 a.m., it's no problem. Just press 0 and you'll be connected to a knowledgeable customer care associate who will help answer your questions. Plus, we post our wait times right on our website, so not a moment of your time is wasted. Now when it comes to banking, who wouldn't love that? To learn more, visit allybank.com or call us at 877-247-2559. Member FDIC.
I am Professor Nathaniel Burke from the University of Farmers, where agents' minds are cultivated like a plump butternut squash. And this is a pop quiz. True or false? Nearly 20% of American drivers are uninsured. If you answered true, you're correct. If you said false, you have way too much faith in your fellow man.
Chat with a Farmers Insurance agent to see how you can protect yourself with a personalized auto policy. Find your local agent at farmers.com. We are insurance.
We are Farmers.
Coverage not available in all areas.
If you're looking for the best in real estate for the Brazos Valley, look no further than the agent that's been voted best in the Brazos Valley for three consecutive years.
Howdy, this is Jason Byanski with BCR Realty. If you or someone you know is looking to buy or sell a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust your real estate needs to an agent who truly cares about your needs. For friendly hometown family service, please contact me, Jason Byanski, with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or visit me on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byanski.
The rising cost of health care is on everyone's mind these days. You could pay over $300 a month just to add your spouse or child to your employer's plan. Coverage for your entire family could cost you thousands each month. If that doesn't fit into your budget, call ANCO Insurance to discuss our many individual and family health plans. Our health plan options can provide you similar or better coverage than your employer's plan, usually at a much lower price. Sound good? Call ANCO today for a no-obligation quote. 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time, 731, 53 degrees right now as we head toward a high today of about 58. The news brought to you by Paramount Property Analysts, Real Estate Appraisal and Property Tax Appeal. Good morning, I'm Chase Murphy. By a 2-1 margin, Chet Edwards lost his reelection bid last night to Bill Flores.
In the months ahead, Congressman-elect Flores will have my full cooperation and support as he transitions into his position as District 17's representative and is my family's representative.
Flores thanked many people in his victory speech. Among them were Republicans who lost in prior attempts to unseat Edwards.
I need to give a special word of thanks to Arlene Wogelmuth, Van Taylor, and Rob Kernock for beginning this effort and laying the foundation. I learned an immeasurable amount by watching those campaigns and how, and, you know, if you want to be smart, you learn from every prior campaign, and so their campaigns provided great foundations for this campaign.
You can hear the election night speeches online in the interview section of our website, WTAW.com. Edwards' defeat was one of many for Democrats, signaling a changing of the guard as Republicans retake control of the U.S. House.
Republicans took aim at some big Democrat targets and hit the mark in some key races, including defeating Ike Skelton, a Democrat representing Missouri for three decades. The Democrats' House Budget Chairman is also out of a job, and Republican John Boehner likely on his way to a new job, Speaker of the House.
Frankly, this is not a time for celebration.
Instead, Boehner says it's time to roll up the sleeves and get to work.
It starts with cutting spending instead of increasing it.
Boehner did get a call from President Obama, the two leaders discussing how to work together on top priorities. In Washington, Jared Halpern, Fox News Radio.
Texas's two senators were not up for re-election in this year's midterms, but Kay Bailey Hutchison is hopeful lawmakers got the message from the voting booth.
We're going to have a great Republican year in Texas, and I think that nationwide, America is speaking loudly, and I just hope the politicians are listening.
In the Senate, the races in Washington, Alaska, and Colorado are still considered too close to call. Republicans gained seats, counting or bringing them to 46 overall and cutting the Democrats to 51, with two independents remaining. In the House, 11 races are still considered too close to call, but even with those pending, Republicans gained 58 seats. That's more than enough to win the House. Three state races with local ties all went to Republicans. State Senator Steve Ogden O'Brien easily defeated Stephen Wyman. Giddings attorney Tim Kleinschmidt was reelected to House District 17, and a big upset sends Centerville Republican Marva Beck to Austin. Beck defeated incumbent Waco Democrat Jim Dunham in the race for State House District 57. In Brazos County, three contested races saw incumbents winning. Irma Cawley, the incumbent Precinct 4 County Commissioner, defeated Luis Garcia Jr. The race for Precinct 4 Justice of the Peace saw Rose Jones hold on to beat Jim Cashin, and Brian Bachman defeated Terry Smith in the race for Brazos County Constable Precinct 1. Election business in Brazos County isn't done, though. There's no winner in the College Station City Council race, at least not yet. Jana McMillan leads John Nichols by 78 votes after more than 12,000 votes were counted. But there are hundreds of provisional and other ballots still in question. And voter registrar Christine Rose says the final decision lies with the ballot board.
Anyone can walk in to any polling location and demand to be allowed to vote, and they will be handed a provisional ballot. The ballot is held to one side, and it comes directly to the voter registrar, and we spend 3 days researching them and identifying what their status is.
Regarding voter turnout, based on the nearly 38,000 who voted for Congress, nearly half of those who participated in Brazos County did so during the 2 weeks of early voting. Neither candidate for College Station City Council was a fan of competing with state and national partisan races. John Nichols says a nonpartisan election should be held in May when everything is nonpartisan.
I think it made it very difficult to get a message across. It tended to provide opportunities for extraneous issues and ideas to get into the campaign that didn't need to be there, and were clearly there.
You can hear more election night comments from John Nichols online at the interview page of WTAW.com. College Station voters sent a clear no to a city council majority wanting to add a transportation user fee to fund street repairs. Councilman Jess Field, who opposed the fee, says his confidence in College Station residents is up now based on the 2-to-1 margin.
Really what we need to look at is just how we set up our taxes in College Station. I think this is a definitive answer from our voters that we need to do as much as we can to spend the general fund out of the property tax and the sales tax receipts that we get, and I don't think we need to add additional taxes.
You can hear more from Fields plus Councilwoman Katie Marie Lyles, who also opposed the fee. Their comments also online at WTAW.com. WTAW News Time, 7:36. The news brought to you by Paramount Property Analysts. 53 degrees right now in your Brazos Valley. Weather forecast is up next. Plus, we'll talk with Congressman-elect Bill Flores, next on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Did you just receive your property tax bill, and did it frustrate you that the bill went up in a down market? You don't have control over this year's bill, but you do have some control over next year. I am Brian Steven, local owner of Paramount Property Analyst, specializing in appealing property taxes in Brazos County and surrounding areas, saving more than $880,000 in taxes for my clients in 2009. When it comes to reducing your property taxes, whether it's commercial or residential, with my 25 years of experience, I will deliver the local expertise you need and deserve. Call me at 485-8537 or Google Paramount Property.
Sterling makes it easy.
The 2010 Cadillac CTS Sports Sedan at Sterling Auto Group is a dynamic combination of power and grace. For the first time ever on CTS, take advantage of 0% APR for up to 72 months. Or experience the utility and elegance of the Cadillac SRX luxury crossover vehicle. Now 0% APR for 36 months. Power, grace, class, only at Sterling Auto Group.
Sterling makes it easy.
7:37, Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Call them at 268-ROOF.
Well, the clouds continue through today, along with some occasional showers moving through. Temperatures on the cool side, upper 50s to maybe low 60s. Tonight, showers diminish, then breaking clouds with some clearing overnight. Low temperature down around 50, and it's sunny and milder on Thursday, 64 to 68. Clear skies, low 40s at night, and sunny and in the 60s here on Friday. We'll see more sunshine Saturday with high temperatures back up to 70. I'm Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Coming up on Bravo Brazos Valley, Nature Watch, our regular feature by the Brazos Valley Museum of Natural History. And we're going to talk chuck wagons. That was the vehicle of the way back in the 1800s. We'll talk about that coming up on BBV, brought to you by Meese and Associates.
There you go, 7:38, and Bill Flores joins us this morning. Good morning, Bill. How are you?
I'm doing great, Scott. How about you?
Good. First of all, congratulations on the win last night.
Well, thank you, sir. I'm very humbled to have received the support of so many people across this district.
You know, there were polls that came out. I think in just about every poll you were ahead, but the margin of victory percentage-wise was even greater. Were those the inside numbers that you were getting as you got ready for yesterday?
I have to be candid. No, they weren't, and I was stunned by the size of the victory. I mean, the people of this district sent a loud and clear message to not only to Washington but to leadership all over this country.
And really early on, we were discussing how on our broadcast that I thought they would have called the race earlier simply based on you ran a very strong race in McLennan County.
I don't know how the people that call the races decide when they're going to call them. After the early results came in, there were people on our team that had came up to me and said, "You've won." And I said, "Please don't say that. I mean, I really want to see more returns." So I was pleased that it came out the way it did. AP called the race, and then a few minutes later, Congressman Edwards called and gave us a gracious concession conversation. And then we just watched the numbers roll in, and the people of this district really spoke clearly last night.
Yeah, he was. I'll tell you, folks, at 6:45, he was standing outside the Brazos Center in the rain. He was still looking for votes.
Yes, sir.
I would like to get your assessment before we start on the Bill Flores plan. I'd like to get your assessment and your comments on Chet Edwards representing the 17th Congressional District.
Chet Edwards is a fine person, and I think we owe him a large degree of gratitude for his representation of our district over the last 20 years and for his public service to Texas and to our nation. And also appreciate the support that his family provided to him. I can tell you as a candidate, it's very tough to do this without your family, and I'm assuming as a congressman it's equally difficult. So we owe him a great deal of gratitude and his family as well.
I don't know how much you've seen of the other races, but it looks like the Republicans are going to have between 65 and 70 seats now. That seems to be, and of course there are regional issues involved, but that seems to be a pretty strong signal that's being sent to Washington.
Yes, sir, it does, and I believe that I'm hoping that Washington on both sides of the aisle is clearly hearing this message. The American people are saying we cannot do business the way we've done it in the past, and we definitely don't like the direction the country was going. And so I believe that if both sides of the aisle will listen to what this freshman class is bringing to it, that we can really improve the way Washington works, and we can set a new course for America.
So, what, since about This is the first time you're going to be a freshman since 72. Is
that? Yes. Yes, sir, that's correct. I was on an earlier radio show this morning. They called me Fish Flores.
Yeah, there you go. You can relate to that. Right. So now there is an orientation process that goes on. Explain to our audience, if you would, what happens now today.
Well, this morning, I'm getting together with our team at 11:30. We're going to have pizza and sit down with a blank sheet of paper and draw up our transition plan. We need to make sure that when we're sworn in on January the 5th, that we hit the ground running, because the people of this district, I think, are not going to tolerate any kind of a long, drawn-out learning curve. They're expecting me to be up and running within minutes after I'm sworn in. And so we're going to develop that plan so that everything's in place on day one, and we can expect that we're going to get in there and start focusing on the issues that are important as jobs, the economy, and getting the deficit spending under control.
Now, obviously, there's an orientation process as to the way Congress works. So how are you educated as far as that goes?
I have to say that I have spent no time looking at the way Congress works today. We focused on running a campaign and winning that campaign. And in order to make sure that we didn't put any carts in front of any horses, we focused on the campaign. This morning, we're starting on the next 1,000 steps, and that's to determine how Congress works, and determine how we want to move forward, and so that on January 5th, we're doing the best possible job for the people of this district.
Congressman-elect Bill Flores joining us this morning. So the words last night, people's dissatisfaction with the way Washington is working, what did you think in your campaign resonated most with voters that showed you as a candidate of change?
The issues that were clearly evident in the split between the way Washington operated in the 111th Congress versus the way the people of the United States in District 17 wanted to go included, if you think about it, this Congress paid no attention to private sector jobs. They thought that every job that was created came from some sort of a federal check, either through a handout or through a check to a company or a check to a project. That's not the way this country works. This country has grown on the private sector, having confidence to reinvest in people and plant and equipment and new business plans. So there's a big difference there. This Congress paid no attention to the economy. They thought that they need to be spending time worrying about cap and trade or climate change or going down other bunny trails like a financial reform bill that doesn't address the issues. And then last but not least, this Congress they were spending like there was no tomorrow, and they have saddled future generations with a terrible debt that we've got to get under control, and we've got to get it under control early on in the 112th Congress.
It appears that Republican Jerry Lewis will be the head of Ways and Means. He's a long proponent of earmarks. That would seem to signal that the Republicans didn't hear that part of the message. I know that give people a clear definition of what your stand is on earmarks. And is that something that you will speak to leadership about if you have some sort of a difference of opinion as to the way that earmarks are handled?
Well, my definition of earmarks is the current system is emblematic of a broken appropriations process where there is a horse trading. If you'll scratch my back on this project, I'll scratch your back on this project. And that's what causes us to fund things like the Charlie Rangel Center in New York City, which is not a critical national priority, or causes us to spend hundreds of thousands of dollars for tattoo removal in California. Those things don't make the American people better off. Those don't provide a return on taxpayer investment. What I want to do is I don't mind using congressionally mandated appropriations to fund things of critical national importance, food safety research at Texas A&M or space research at Baylor University or expenditures for first responders like a P-25 radio system for the sheriff in Hood County. Those are critical national priorities. But they've got to go through a transparent appropriations process, and that's what I will push for. And I think if you do that, then you not only clean up the earmarks process by substituting a new process, but you also clear up the appropriations process. I think we've got to have clean appropriations bill. If you're going to have a defense bill, it's got to stay a defense bill. It can't be something where you're loading it up with social lard, if you will, to try to get it passed. In terms of Republican leadership, I don't know Congressman Lewis, so I can't speak to what his philosophy is on earmarks. But I can tell you this. The Republican leadership that I have talked to in the past has said,
we are committed to reforming the appropriations process. I think they got the message loud and clear, and if for some reason they didn't, this freshman class will make sure that they get that message. Again, we're not trying to say that you can't use a congressionally mandated appropriation ever. We're just saying it has to fit two tests. One, critical national priority, and two, it goes through the transparent appropriations process. And the taxpayers need a return on investment on those dollars, because you've got to think about it. That those dollars started in their pockets, in the taxpayers' pockets.
Bill Flores joining us this morning. Two of the biggest items in the budget, if you want to balance the budget, that's great, but two of the biggest items in the budget are entitlements, Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid. It's going to be tough to take those things on, but and obviously there was some discussion in the campaign about retirement age and Social Security. With those being two of the most expensive programs that we have in our budget, how would you address those?
Well, let me say this. Social Security has a $19 trillion unfunded liability today, and Medicare has an $80 trillion unfunded liability. Those are clearly unsustainable programs in their current form. We've got to fix those programs. And you look at it on three areas. Number one is, how much revenue do you have going into those programs? And the best way to fix that is to start growing our economy. Put more people back to work so that you have more payroll dollars going back into the system instead of having a net outflow like we did this year because of a sick economy. And then you look at the trust fund. For the last several years, employees and employers like you and me have put $2.5 trillion into the trust fund, and those dollars have been removed and spent to grow government, and we've got a set of IOUs. And we're going to, when those IOUs come due, we're going to have to start borrowing from folks like the Chinese to pay that. And then the other side is the expenditure side. And if you go to SSA.gov, you can see what the actuaries at the Social Security Administration have calculated in terms of different fixes that you can apply to Social Security and what they do. At this point in time, I'm not prepared to go through an option by option, because I think you need to look at everything in a comprehensive package, the revenue side, the trust fund side, component, and then also all the expenditures that come out of those programs. But they are broken today, and if we want to ensure long-term viability of these programs, not only for today's senior citizens, but also for the 30-year-olds and 20-year-olds that are paying in the system today, we've got to take a comprehensive look at these programs.
One of the things you said during the campaign is that what you would like to do is be part of the fight that would repeal Obamacare. Truth be told, that can't happen. There aren't enough votes to have that happen. Do you see that there might be some other ways that you can go about changing what Obamacare is today?
Yes, sir, I do. I think that, candidly, I believe it would be tough to repeal Obamacare, particularly in light of the fact that the Republicans did not get control of the Senate. But that said, you've got to remember, every appropriations bill starts in the Congress. And every appropriations bill needs to have a component that says that $0 of that appropriations bill will be used to fund the implementation of Obamacare. And there may be a fight over that, and I would expect that there would be a fight over it. But Obamacare is a job-killing bill. We've already seen employers all over the country staring premium increases from 25% up to 400%. On their health care coverage bills. That is not a way to grow jobs, to improve the economy, and particularly when you look at the other inherent defects in this bill. The best thing to do is repeat, is somehow kill it, neuter it, and then start over.
One of the big things that helped Texas balance their budget 2 years ago was that they basically got an influx of cash from the federal government. Don't know what the budget shortfall is going to be in Texas, but it's going to be sizable. CHIPS and Medicaid is a big chunk of that, and Texas spends as much on that as anybody else. And it would appear that fighting Texas Aggie Joe Barton is going to be the chairman of the committee that will oversee that. If Joe Barton comes to you and says, I need enough money to fund this program in Texas, even though it's more than it has been, to help them balance their budget, Is Bill Flores on board with that?
Here's the way to fix the Texas economy. First of all, here in Texas, we're lucky because on a relative scale, we're much better off than the rest of the country. We've got unemployment levels that are better than the rest of the country. We've got a fiscal situation that's better than the rest of the country. But we're not achieving what Texas could achieve on the economic scale. And the reason is because the national economy is so sick. If you want to fix Texas, and whether it's funding for CHIPS or Medicaid or Texas A&M, the way to fix that is to grow the national economy, because Texas will get more than its fair share. If we reduce unemployment in Texas from 8% to 4.5% will cure the budget issues in Texas. And Texas will not have to and will not want to turn to Washington for any sort of fiscal help from Washington. I mean, we fix multiple things. We fix the federal budget partially by doing that, and we fix our state budgets, not only in Texas, but all across this country. That's where I want to spend my focus, putting people back to work.
I'm almost angry beyond words this morning over a president that is about to have our country spend $200 million a day for a trip to Mumbai when we have people here without jobs and food, people in that country without jobs and food. That's the kind of deafness that I think people are angry about.
It reflects incredible arrogance and incredible narcissism among the administration team. And I believe that we in Congress, one of the first things we need to do as part of tightening the belt of Washington is look at the cost of the administration, also look at the cost of Congress. And that's a travesty of to treat the American taxpayer with such disrespect and such disregard. And I can guarantee you that's one of the things that Bill Flores will be looking at is the administration's budget, because I'm angry that with 14 million people out of work in this country, that we are hauling several thousand people over there and spending over $800 million. That is awful.
Bill Flores, he's the congressman-elect for the 17th Congressional District. We'll continue our talks when he takes over there. Thank you for the time this morning.
Scott, glad to be here. And please, I'd like to ask all the listeners out there, please remember our country and our troops in their prayers.
All right. Thanks for your time.
Thank you.
All right. It's 7:53.
Let's face it, working out can be healthy, rewarding, and beneficial. Working out can be lots of things, but for some people, working out is not known for being a fun, exhilarating experience. Until now. Aerofit Health and Fitness Centers wants you to know that they offer the most fun and exciting exercise classes around. Try one of our popular Zumba classes. Zumba exercise classes fuse hypnotic Latin rhythms and easy-to-follow moves to create a one-of-a-kind fitness program that will blow you away. Aerofit also offers boot camps with the latest in group fitness. These boot camps offer you core exercises that are fun and interactive fitness experiences. And if you like to make a splash, then try out one of Aerofit's deep water group exercise classes. You can't find this much exercise excitement anywhere else but Aerofit. So don't settle for the same old gym routine during your workout. Check out all the many fun exercise options Aerofit has to offer. Call, click, or come by today, or look us up on the web at aerofitclubs.com and get yourself started on the path to a happier, healthy you. Start today and your body will thank you later.
The Casitas at Traditions, luxurious two-bedroom, two-bathroom, fully furnished, professionally managed rental cottages available for rent 7 days a week. Each overlook the renowned golf course. The Casitas at Traditions, convenient access to the Texas A&M campus, championship golf, luxurious overnight accommodations right in the heart of Aggieland. To book your overnight stay or your corporate retreat, log on to traditionsclub.com or call 979-779-1007. The Casitas at Traditions, available to the general public. Traditions members and Aggie fans.
Purchase select Hunter Douglas Duet Arcatella Honeycomb Shades from Holly's Window Fashions and Interiors now through December 31st, and you may qualify for a federal tax credit of up to $1,500. Act before December 15th, and you'll also get a $25 mail-in rebate per shade. Insulating Duet Arcatella Shades can even help lower your heating and cooling bills. See store for rebate and tax credit details. Don't delay. Visit Holly's Window Fashions and Interiors at 4091 State Highway 6 South in College Station today.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Are you suffering from mild to moderate acne? Then Omnilux Combination Light Therapy is for you. The Omnilux procedure utilizes LED technology to stimulate your body's natural processes to heal and rejuvenate skin. The procedure lasts about 20 minutes and will leave you with a clearer and smoother complexion. Omnilux is effective for both men and women of any age and skin type. The light's safe and harmless to your skin and is completely pain-free. For more information on the Omnilux procedure, call Child's Dermatology Clinic today at 696-4444.
Before you got married, did you lie awake at night wondering if you'd found the one? Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. For me, marrying Jean wasn't a tough decision. Once I knew, I knew. But that doesn't mean I didn't invest a great deal of thought and prayer in the process. In fact, after the first date, we both knew, but it took us 4 months to actually build up the courage to let each other know. People decide who they're going to marry using two things, their head and their heart. In the words of author John Thomas, it's a little bit of art and a little bit of science. Your head helps you address the practical matters. Do the two of you have similar morals and values? Do you have compatible views on family and parenting? Do your friends and family members have any serious reservations about the other person? These are all things you can work out in your head as you consider marriage. Listening to your heart can be a little more tricky, but it's just as important. If you're considering marriage, it's safe to assume that you already have some strong feelings for that person. But do you have peace about the marriage? Does your potential spouse share that peace? Now, I'm not suggesting that you won't have butterflies. There are plenty of things about getting married that can cause stress, even if you're marrying the right person. But through prayer, introspection, and discussion, you and your potential spouse both need to have peace. Peace in your hearts that you're doing the right thing. The road to marriage is an emotional one, but if your head and your heart can find agreement on that special person, there's a good chance you've found the one. To help your family thrive, go to FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Stop harmful spam and virus intrusions.
Barracuda Networks can help. The Barracuda Spam and Virus Firewall is an integrated hardware and software solution that processes and filters out bad email before it enters your network. With no per-user fees and automatic updates, the Barracuda Spam and Virus Firewall is the most cost-effective solution for protecting your network from email-borne threats. Powerful yet affordable security, networking, and storage solutions trusted by more than 80,000 businesses worldwide. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit. 888-ANTI-SPAM. Or visit Barracuda.com.
People work from everywhere nowadays. Satellite offices, home, hotels, even on vacation. It makes getting face-to-face time impossible. That's why you need to use GoToMeeting by Citrix to hold your meetings online, so it doesn't matter where everyone is. With GoToMeeting, you can view each other's desktops to collaborate on documents in real time, as if you're in the same room. Make your conference calls more collaborative by trying GoToMeeting free for 45 days. That's an additional 15 days if you use the promo code TALK. Visit GoToMeeting.com, click the Try It Free button, and enter the promo code TALK.
Everybody needs their name on something, and Awards & More custom awards and promotional products can put it there. Your business needs custom awards to recognize your employees. Or maybe you need trophies, plaques, and awards for Little League soccer, football, or basketball teams. Awards & More can do it all. If your church or school organization needs t-shirts, Awards & More will custom design the perfect t-shirt for you. Remember, everybody needs their name on something. Visit awardsandmoreinc.com or call 696-3886 today.
Are you looking for health insurance for your business? Brown & Company Insurance Services offers exactly what you need. Brown & Company will help you discover flexible, affordable programs and services for groups of all sizes. No matter how diverse your company needs may be, Brown & Company has a solution for you.
Obtain affordable group coverage for your business today. Contact me, Brian Brown, at Brown & Company Insurance Services for your free quote. 694-6900. Or on the web at bcins.net.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
If you understand the value of taking good care of your car or truck, you're not alone. Our customers realize good maintenance habits pay off in longer vehicle life, better fuel economy, and more pride of ownership. They also know O'Reilly makes it easy with brand names you know and trust, guaranteed low prices, and professional parts people. With over 3,000 locations, there's always an O'Reilly Auto Parts store near you.
When it comes to taking care of your car or truck, you want quality automotive tools, and O'Reilly Auto Parts is here to help with tools like an AC Delco jack and jack stand kit, GM Performance Parts 7-piece ratcheting wrench set, and more on sale for $29.99 each. Get the right tool at the right price at O'Reilly Auto Parts, the official auto parts store of NASCAR. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
O'Reilly. Oh, 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 O'Reilly. O'Reilly. Auto Parts.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week throughout the fall, from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free.
This Saturday, November...
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. Republicans are cleaning house.
Fighting the advancement of this creeping socialism.
Right.
Sean Duffy's win in Wisconsin, part of a GOP wave.
Washington itself is broken.
Daniel Webster won in Florida, beating the Democratic congressman who labeled him Taliban Dan.
This means Nancy Pelosi will be out as Speaker. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern's live in Washington.
Dave, Speaker Pelosi says in a statement, last night's results don't diminish Democrats' accomplishments over the last 4 years. She calls her House colleagues courageous for taking tough votes. Of course, incoming Speaker John Boehner pledges to undo many of those votes.
It starts with cutting spending instead of increasing it.
Boehner also telling supporters Republicans will work to repeal the health care law and make the Bush tax cuts permanent, Dave.
Jared, Democrats will still control the Senate with at least 51 seats. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson's focused on that live in D.C.
Well, some races still too close to call, Alaska, Colorado, state of Washington. But the Senate Democratic leader, Harry Reid, survived his tough reelection battle.
This race has been called, but the fight is far from over.
That fight may not be strictly partisan. In today's Wall Street Journal, South Carolina Republican Senator Jim DeMint tells Tea Party-backed winners they're coming to D.C. to save the country, not to be co-opted by the club, Dave.
Rich, there are governor's races also undecided, but Republicans have made big gains already. With that, Fox News Radio's Hank Weinblum is live.
That red tide washed across the land, Republicans picking up at least 10 governor's seats that had been held by Democrats.
We succeeded because we stayed true to what we believe.
In Ohio, John Kasich beat the incumbent Democrat Ted Strickland, but in California, Democrat Jerry Brown comes back as governor. We have one independent governor-elect, Lincoln Chafee in Rhode Island. Seven races, Dave, still undecided.
Hank, we will hear from Republican leaders later this morning in Washington, and then after their news conference, President Obama will hold his own at the White House. This is Fox News Radio. Fair and balanced.
Say you're a runner with a bum knee and you need surgery, but it's kind of complicated due to an old injury, so you want a doctor who's done this before.
That's where United Healthcare comes in. We're 78,000 people looking out for 70 million Americans. Big numbers, but those numbers are what give us the information to help you find the right doctor, the right treatment.
Hey, you can't have great legs if you don't have good knees.
We're United Healthcare, and that's health in numbers. Learn more at healthinnumbers.com.
Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry is proud to present the Peerless Diamond.
That's Jared!
Many experts say the most beautiful diamond is the ideal cut diamond. Exclusively at Jared, the Peerless Diamond, the ideal cut diamond, is tested and certified by two independent laboratories. One measures the diamond's four C's, while the other its radiance and fire. This second report measures what your eyes will have already told you, that the Peerless is one beautiful diamond.
It can only be Jared!
How would you like to do all your holiday shopping just by looking through your old jewelry? Before you break out the credit card this year, dig out your high school class ring and that out-of-style jewelry from the 1980s and head on over to Gold and Silver Buyers. Gold and Silver Buyers is number one in Texas for a reason. They are the refiner, no middleman, and that means the most money for your gold, silver, or diamonds. So before you sell your gold to a pawn shop, jewelry store, or any other gold buyer, stop and ask yourself, how much extra holiday shopping could I have done with the extra money from Gold and Silver Buyers? If you don't believe us, bring Gold and Silver Buyers a quote from any competitor, and they'll beat it. It's that simple. Gold and Silver Buyers has made it easy for you with over 25 locations in Texas, and one located right here in College Station at Walton in Texas, next to Textbook Solutions, with a second location coming soon. Gold and Silver Buyers, give them a ring at 979-696-2100 or visit goldandsilverbuyers.com. Take it from me, if you sell your gold or silver to anybody else, you've just lost money.
We would like to announce something new from Versailles, and it's called the new silver.
The new Silver Bullet Aluminum Pint from Coors Light, official beer sponsor of the NFL. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Great beer, great responsibility.
WTAW News time is 8:05, 53 degrees right now at the studios as we head toward a high today of about 58 with a 70% chance of showers in our forecast. We'll take a look at the complete forecast coming up after this look at news brought to you by Mr. Electric, your expert electrical service. Call 775-0777 or go to MrElectric.com. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. Incumbent Congressman Chet Edwards lost nearly every county in his reelection bid against Bill Flores, bringing an end to Edwards' more than 20 years in Congress.
The people of our district have spoken, and I respect that choice. I want to congratulate Bill Flores for being elected to represent us in the United States Congress.
Flores, who won in every county of the 17th District except Robertson County, says he'll be among 60 freshman House members, most with the same ideals.
Number one is, most of us have been in business, so we've been in the real world, not the political world. Number two, this is the last thing we ever thought we'd be doing at this stage of our lives. And number three, we're doing it because of our kids and our grandkids.
You can hear the election night speeches online, as well as Congressman-elect Flores' interview just completed on WTAW. They're all posted online in the interview section of WTAW.com. The next 2 years will feature a divided Congress after Republicans swept to House control on a wave of voter anger and Tea Party activism. It means the next 2 years of President Obama's term just got a lot harder. The Democrats held the Senate but have a slimmer majority. Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid overcame predictions of defeat in Nevada. Governorships and state legislatures don't normally get as much attention, but the Republican wave has meant gains in those arenas at a very important time. It means the GOP picks up key redistricting powers and increased influence heading into the 2012 election year. We may not know until Monday who won the College Station City Council special election. Out of more than 12,000 votes counted last night, Janet McMillan led John Nichols by only 78 votes at the end of the night. But Brazos County Voter Registrar Christine Rose says there are hundreds of provisional and other ballots that have yet to be certified.
A provisional ballot is a ballot that's made available to a voter that status is in question. Perhaps we cannot find them listed at the polling location. There may have been an issue. They may have been canceled in error. A lot of different things can happen.
Rose says 3 days will be taken researching the person submitting the vote to determine whether it can be counted. Regarding voter turnout, based on the nearly 38,000 that voted in the congressional race, nearly half of those voted early. There's one point of agreement from the candidates for College Station City Council. Neither are supporters of holding a municipal election in November with state and national races. Janet McMillan brought up placing a nonpartisan question at the end of a partisan ballot.
There were a lot of people that, because of the ballot order, Republican-Democrat, they thought it followed suit on the city race. And I would guess that I lost quite a lot based on my block-walking voter word of mouth.
You can hear more election night comments from McMillan and Nichols also in the interview section of WTAW.com. By a 2-to-1 margin, College Station voters said no to paying more on their utility bills to fund street repairs. City Councilwoman Katie Marie Lyles opposed the fee but supported the referendum.
We knew that if we don't, you know, put this into effect, we may have to raise property taxes, or we can take a harder look at the general fund and cut from other areas. You know, this is a time for us to get creative and to look at things we possibly haven't looked at. And so we're going to be stuck with a problem, but this is clearly something that people did not want.
Governor Rick Perry easily walked away with another 4-year term, defeating former Houston Mayor Bill White. Perry says the margin of victory sends a clear message.
Texas has spoken.
Loud and clear, giving Governor Perry a larger-than-predicted win.
The citizens of our state have sent a very clear message with their votes, that they are optimistic about the future of our country, and they believe that Texas is headed in the right direction.
He says, however, he and lawmakers have their work cut out for them in January to balance the budget and fund the state's essential priorities without raising taxes. In Austin, Robert Wood, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Other results saw State Senator Steve Ogden reelected. Ogden beat Stephen Wyman 72% to 28%. Two state House races with local ties saw Republicans win both. In the race for District 17, Giddings Republican Tim Kleinschmidt defeated Patty Jacobs, and Centerville Republican Marva Beck upset incumbent Waco Democrat Jim Dunham in the race for House District 57. Back at the Brazos County level, Irma Cawley defeated Luis Garcia Jr. in the race for Brazos County Commissioner Precinct 4. Rose Jones was the winner in the race for Brazos County JP Precinct 4. And in the race for Brazos County Precinct 1, Constable Brian Bachman defeated Terry Smith. WTAW News Time is 8:10, 53 degrees right now. This look at news is brought to you by Mr. Electric. More news coming up at 8:30 or 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Knowledge is power, and at Mr. Electric, they have the power to make things better. The professional electricians at Mr. Electric get it right the first time, delivering the most comprehensive electrical services, including installation, upgrades, and repair. As well as a 24/7 immediate response service, Mr. Electric should always be your first call. Feel confident knowing you, your family, and your property will be treated with the respect and attention you deserve. Mr. Electric, Aggie and veteran owned and operated. Call 775-0777 or click MrElectric.com.
Hi, I'm Augustine Trevino, owner of Trevino Smith Funeral Home. We are a full-service facility offering traditional services, cremations, prepaid burial plans, and monuments. I began my funeral career right here in the Brazos Valley over 18 years ago. We are involved in the community and are proud to be locally owned. Trevino Smith Funeral Home is located at 2610 South Texas Avenue in Bryan. Call us anytime at 822-2424 with any questions regarding a personalized service. And remember, at Trevino Smith Funeral Home, serving your family is our family business.
Hey, it's 8:13, our Brazos Valley weather forecast in front of Tom's Sports. That's right, Tom's Sports. 60% chance of showers, 58 for a high temperature today, 48 tonight, 69 for a high temperature, and kind of breezy tomorrow. Lots of sunshine, actually, all the way through the weekend, and the temps will be nice. But get this, tomorrow night, 39 for a low, and then about the same thing on Friday. So that should be kind of fun. Because Bill Flores was with us, and it was rather long conversation, we're going to do a tad of sports right now. How's that? Just for something different. Well, I thought we were. Okay. No, we're not going to. Okay. All right. Missed our opportunity. It's time to go to work, Lady Mayor. It's time. Yeah. Go ahead and put your headphones on. And Nancy Berry's with us this morning, the mayor of College Station. Slide that over there. How are you today?
I'm terrific. Thank you.
You caught election returns from the comfort of your home because you weren't running for anything.
Amen.
But, obviously, the election results a little unusual. I've been doing this for a long, long time, and we usually end up having a winner by the time things are over with, and we didn't last night. So talk to me. You can't hear me? You can't hear me? Okay.
No.
Okay, I can hear you.
Okay.
So here, yeah, take those off and we're good.
Okay.
Oh, it's not plugged in.
Oh,
there we
way.
Go. Right in front of you. Right, no, back in the front. There you go, right there. See, we're teaching her how to be...
all right, yeah.
Now you'll have a... you can have a career in radio when this is all done.
Yeah, just learned how to plug in the mic. That's always important, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. So now, most of us didn't understand provisional ballots last night, and fortunately Christy Rowe was there, and she was able to tell us about provisional ballots, but this is something that explained to our audience, as you understand, now what happens.
Well, what I understand is provisional ballots are ballots by individuals who have come up to vote in a precinct they either may or may not be eligible to vote in, and they don't have the proper voter identification. So they vote, but their ballot is cast aside, so to speak, and then after the election, the voter board will look at that provisional ballot, not the ballot itself, but the individual to say, yes, this person is a registered voter, just didn't happen to have their proper ID and the vote counts, or this person doesn't belong in this precinct, or voter registration is not valid for whatever reason, and then the vote doesn't count. Since the election is so close, they will look at those provisional ballots, and I understand they have 3 days to do that.
Mm-hmm.
The things that's really kind of most interesting and could really change the outcome is that there's 700 federal ballots. And
right.
My understanding, these are from either individuals who are traveling overseas or out of state or the military. And so the 700, I'm not sure if those are 700 for Brazos County or if they're or if they're for College Station specifically, then, of course, they would be in the county. But in terms of where those 700
sure,
votes
not,
are going to be.
Sure, not all of those may even have a voice or an ability to
right,
vote.
Right, and
in
we saw
race.
Some undervote, too. So there
sure.
may be people who are voting in the congressional or gubernatorial and not local. So it's enough numbers out there that it could change the election. And
so as one member of council, how do you feel about this idea of municipal races being held at the same time as the elections that we had last night?
I'd really like to look at it. I'm not quite sure that I'm 100% on board with that. I think we have our local issues are very specific, and I think they become more general in November because you're fighting for airtime and air just to communicate with the voters who are inundated by, you know, the gubernatorial, the congressional, county races, and then we didn't have a Senate race this time, or in 2 years we're going to have a
presidential race.
Yeah. And so and those are party driven, and so and we really are nonpartisan. So I'm not sure that I'd be in favor of a November ballot. Yeah. Be interesting, though. I mean, it'd be interesting to study it a little bit. But my gut reaction straight off says maybe not.
One of the discussions, of course, was being able to, you needed to go all the way to the bottom of the ballot to vote on that and the referendum. And city council notwithstanding, there were plenty of people who found their way down to the bottom of the ballot to talk about the transportation fee. That was a pretty strong message that was sent by the residents.
You think so, huh?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, well, I think there's no question about how the voters felt on that one, and I think we'll take note.
Nope.
No question.
Obviously, that's the next question. Now where do you go? You got to go find a pile of money, because there's not any doubt just because you don't have a transportation fee doesn't mean that the problems go away.
That's exactly right. And we had talked about this transportation fee as an idea in our strategic planning retreat back in June. There were several of us who did not feel that this was the way to go, that street maintenance and rehabilitation was basically part of our core services, and that's what our general revenue for the city should be used for. And as we went through the budget this past year, we did, in fact, move some money out of some other funds to put into road repair. I think the year before, they had put less than $300,000 for road repair, and the figure we were told was we needed somewhere between $900,000 and $1 million. And I think we moved about $250,000 from other places into road repair, so we're probably up around $500,000-$600,000 this year. So we're making progress. But when you look at a budget, you're looking at revenues, you're looking at expenditures and what you have to do and what you might like to do. And what you have to do first. And to me, roads infrastructure is, if not job one, it's at the top three.
Well, it is. A lot of people use the roads.
Everyone does.
So you've got the road rehabilitation that needs to be taken care of. You've got obviously some situations where every department is squeezed as far as budget is concerned. You have to hire a city attorney, and then you have the situation with Welborn. All of that overarching the idea that this is a council that's going to have to find a city manager soon, and all of those elements that the city is facing is going to be what prospective candidates will look at to decide if this is something that they want to do. Where are we in that process, and in your view, how should it be handled, finding a new city manager?
Okay, well, the council has, and of course we want to get our new council person involved in this as
sure.
well, because it's a group decision, and we're pleased to that once the final vote comes in and we have a declared winner, we're excited to be back at full strength at all seven council people. The city manager search, we publicized it in all the regular places you would think you would look for a city manager, the Texas Municipal League, the International League of City Managers, and a variety of other online sites. We opted not to use a consultant. We were looking to save some money. The deadline to apply was October 31st. I am the only one that has the password to review those, but
okay.
I have not looked at them because of, you know, the election, and we'll wait and visit with the council about that. To my knowledge, there's about 50 applicants that we've received. I have, as I said, haven't looked at them, so don't know how many are meet the qualifications, how many don't, stuff like that. So we'll take a first blush at that. I'm hoping we'll use the same process we used for the city secretary, and that is a couple of council people went through the applications, kind of weaned them down between those that were qualified, those that weren't, those that looked interesting, and we ended up having, maybe a dozen or 15 or so, and then we brought that back to the the council and kind of made some recommendations and discussed it. And then we, a subcommittee of three, did telephone interviews of about a half a dozen. And then from those telephone interviews, we brought in three for finalists. And
you plan to be on that subcommittee?
If it's the will of the council. I was on the one, that was for the city secretary. But our plan is to get a city manager first before we look at the city attorney.
And just, again, one member of council, more inclined toward being somebody from Texas or outside of state?
My personal view is Texas.
Okay.
I think that, you know, we're different enough that we do things differently that I'd like to have somebody, doesn't have to live in Texas at the moment, but someone who has managerial experience in the city level at some point in his or her career in Texas.
Finally, Nancy Berry joining us this morning. Finally, Welborn, let's see, we're now almost 2 weeks away from a meeting that y'all had. You and a couple councilmen went out and talked to the people from Welborn. Have we kicked the can farther down the road? Have we seen anything that, in your opinion, brings this toward any kind of a resolution?
I'm hoping we're moving towards a resolution. We've had two meetings with the full council. We had another meeting where it was Councilman Rusink and myself and about nine people from the Citizens for Welborn. I had thought after that conversation, after actually had it sort of had broken up and there were just a few of us left, that one individual had said, or two individuals said, well, you know, we're not, you know, the map isn't final. And that was the first time we had heard that. And I was very excited that we could possibly move past the map. But then I subsequently received a couple of emails that said that those individuals didn't speak for all the citizens of Welborn. So I'm hoping that we'll have a very brief, I had a brief meeting, well, it wasn't that brief, but with one individual who's on the Citizens for Welborn, and I'm hoping to have another one where it's just another council member and myself, and see if there's some sort of middle ground that we can reach. I think the council is unanimous in the fact that Welborn needs to be preserved, and we want, you know, we want to be good neighbors. We want to work together. How that is exactly achieved is what we're talking about. It's an interesting times we live in, as always.
Exactly. Well, again,
and we do need to, I think we need to reach a resolution on Welborn, and we also need to get the input of our newest council member.
So now, to be clear then, I mean, you came away from that meeting, and the discussion was that there was a new map, but now we're going to have to back away from that?
Well, the meeting was essentially over. One gentleman left, and then several other people left at the same time. And so the few people that were left, when we were literally standing at the door and the meeting was over and saying goodbye, and, you know,
this was kind of rolled into the room, huh?
Rolled out of the room, and as we were rolling out, and, you know, some people said, well, you know, we just can't live with this map because this map doesn't look like Welborn. It doesn't look like what any of us think Welborn looks like. And someone says, well, you know, we don't really care about the map. Well, wow.
That's a pretty significant statement.
It was huge. And I got so excited because I thought, okay, now we can, you know, now we can really start to talk. Because that, as far as I was concerned, and I think council as well, that was really a barrier to going forward. But as excited I was at that point, then they pulled back a little bit and said, wait, those individuals don't talk for all of us.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I'm still hoping that there's some middle ground that we can find, that we can make accommodations that what we all think of as historic Welborn can be preserved.
Yeah, we'll keep our fingers crossed.
Absolutely.
Anything else?
No. Let me
check. We covered quite a bit.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I do want to tell you that we're working, the staff is really working hard to get our checkbook online so that we'll be totally transparent. When we get this done, are payments to vendors for goods and services, and payments to outside agencies per contracts will be online, travel reimbursement to employees, refunds to deposits.
Have a timeline on that?
We are hoping maybe be by the first of the year.
Okay.
Right. Hoping.
Yeah.
And don't tie me down to that one. But that's, we're hoping to move forward on that.
That would be pretty strong transparency.
Yes, and staff thinks it's very doable and is encouraged and is looking forward to getting it done. So we'll make sure the public knows when that's ready to be viewed.
All right, sounds good. Thanks for the time this morning.
Always a pleasure.
All right, Nancy Berry, she's the mayor of College Station. Visit the mayors on alternate Wednesdays.
Why do you buy from Team Auto?
I'm Dr. David Dudica. I've been buying my vehicles from Mike for the last 5 years. He's been real honest and straightforward. As a matter of fact, all my kids even buy their vehicles from him now. So I'd recommend him for all your vehicle needs.
With a lineup of 8 domestic product lines, Team Auto is unlike any other car buying experience.
With this kind of selection, there's no reason not to join our team. Only 11.7 miles south of high prices.
Team Auto, where relationships matter.
Well, good morning, everybody. Here's your sportscast here at 826 in the morning. I'm Tom Turpeville. It's brought to you by Awards and More. Aggie basketball team got an unofficial start to the season last night. They beat St. Mary's of San Antonio in an exhibition 70-53. Coach Mark Turgeon generally pleased, but not with the rebounding.
You know, we didn't rebound very well early last year, and then we were second in the league in rebounding at the end of the year. So we'll just keep doing what we do, and we're a little bit... I hate to use the word, and our guys don't like it. We're a little bit soft, to be quite honest with you. And there's a lot of loose ball rebounds that we didn't get on the floor for that we're going to learn a lot from. And, you know, guys will come out of the game for that. You know, I just let guys play through mistakes tonight, play 3 or 4 minutes for the 5-minute stretches. And the rebounding is really disappointing.
Aggies open the regular season a week from Friday night at 7 o'clock against Alcorn State. Aggie volleyball team will host Oklahoma tonight at Reed Arena at 8 o'clock. It'll be televised nationally on ESPNU. The Aggies are 5-7, Oklahoma's 9-3, and they're hoping to super smash the attendance record by letting all student organizations, sororities, and fraternities in free, and elementary school students with a special flyer also get in free. A&M soccer team will try to add the Big 12 tournament trophy to their trophy case this week. They'll start play in the Big 12 tournament in San Antonio today when they meet Colorado. That'll be at 5:30. High school volleyball last night. Congratulations, Consol Tigers. They beat Mesquite Horn in the Bi-District in Fairfield in 4 games. The Tigers are 34-9, and they'll advance to meet Richardson-Burton or Garland Rowlett in the area round. Bryan High finished its season as they lost in the Bi-District to North Mesquite in 3 games. Rudder Rangers fell to Red Oak in Bi-District play also. And that's your look at sports. Good morning, everyone. I'm Tom Turbeville at 828. For Awards and More, this is News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Coffee in the morning for some people is a very serious thing. Without it, and they're groggy and grumpy for the early part of their day. If you're one of these people, you can appreciate the value of a good cup of coffee. If you're the boss of these people, you can appreciate Twin City Coffee Service. For over 25 years, you've counted on Twin City Coffee to provide the best coffee and filtrated water service in the Brazos Valley. Call Mike or Troy to see how they can help you enhance your break station with their refreshing coffee, tea, and filtrated water. Call 779-3928. Twin City Coffee Service.
Well, today on Bravo Brazos Valley, it's time for our regular feature called Nature Watch, brought to you by the Brazos Valley Museum of Natural History. And again, thank you to Megan McMullen of the museum for providing us with all of this good information. Did you know that the first chuck wagon was built by Texas rancher Charles Goodnight in 1866? You can come visit the Brazos Valley Museum of Natural History to see firsthand a fascinating ranching and chuck wagon display. The authentic chuck wagon on display was originally purchased at the Parker Ashton Hardware Store in downtown Bryan and was rebuilt by rancher Mervin Peters. The display includes ranching items as well as firearms illustrating the evolution of cowboy guns. In the 1870s, large numbers of cattle drives caused a cowboy shortage. In an effort to compete for good cowboys, Charles Goodnight developed the chuck wagon to entice cowboys with hot meals while they were on the cattle drive. Chuck wagons were designed for long trail rides and included shelves for food, drawers, an area for Dutch ovens, and other cooking utensils.
and an area for the Cowboys' personal items. It also included a hinged lid that dropped down to serve as a table for preparing food. Chuck wagons were only about 10 feet long, so there had to be a canvas suspended under the wagon for prairie firewood, also known as buffalo chips, and anything else that would burn. In the chuck wagon and trail ride heydays, Texas was about 75% native grassland and savanna. Today, less than 1% of the original prairie remains. Native grasses were used for grazing animals in Native American medicines and religious ceremonies and to make baskets and crafts. It was and still is important to have healthy rangeland because its effect on food, shelter, and other important aspects of daily life. Fire continues to be an important piece of healthy rangeland management because it returns nutrients to the soil, helps get rid of unwanted plants, and completes the life cycle of rangeland grasses. Come on out to the Brazos Valley Museum of Natural History. Learn more about our local history and see the state vehicle of Texas, the authentic chuck wagon. If you come on the first Thursday of the month, you can also hear the musical heritage group Sweet Strings on the Brazos from 6:30 to 8:30. The museum is open from 10 to 5, Tuesday through Saturday. Admission $5 for adults, $4 for seniors and students. Members and 3 and under are free. If you join the museum, you can enjoy the traveling exhibits, the live animals in the discovery room, the Texas history displays, and the dinosaur and ice age fossils free all year long. Call your museum for more information, 979-776-2195, or check out their great website, www.brazosvalleymuseum.org. And that's Nature Watch. Thanks again to Megan McMullen for providing all the great research and information. I'm Tom Turbeville. This is Bravo Brazos Valley, brought to you by Meese & Associates.
If you are in need of legal services, please consider calling Meese & Associates Attorneys at Law. Meese & Associates, an involved community partner. Meese & Associates, attorneys who care about helping you and helping our community. Call us at 846-9608. Licensed by the State Bar of Texas, not certified by the Texas Board of Legal Specialization. Meese & Associates, attorneys at law, 846-9608.
It's harvest time at Royalty Pecan Farms, and to celebrate, they have orchard tours and activities every Saturday this fall. While you're there, enjoy new signature treats made fresh at the farm. Make sure to pick up a Royalty Pecan or Pumpkin Pecan Pie for all your holiday dinners. And sending fresh Texas pecans to everyone on your list is the perfect gift. Royalty Pecan Farms is open Monday through Saturday from 9 to 6 on Highway 21 between Bryan and Caldwell, 1 mile west of the Brazos River, or shop online at royaltypecans.com.
WTAW News Time, 8:33, 53 degrees right now as we head toward a high today of about 58, 70% chance of showers. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Chase Murphy. By a 2-1 margin, Chet Edwards lost his reelection bid last night to Bill Flores.
In the months ahead, Congressman-elect Flores will have my full cooperation and support as he transitions into his position as District 17's representative and as my family's representative.
Flores thanked many people in his victory speech. Among them were Republicans who lost in prior attempts to unseat Edwards.
I need to give a special word of thanks to Arlene Wogelmuth, Van Taylor, and Rob Kernock for beginning this effort and laying the foundation. I learned an immeasurable amount by watching those campaigns and how if you want to be smart, you learn from every prior campaign, and so their campaigns provided great foundations for this campaign.
You can hear the election night speeches from both Edwards and Flores online at WTAW.com, as well as our interview this morning with Congressman-elect Flores. Edwards' defeat was one of many for Democrats last night, signaling a changing of the guard as Republicans retake control of the U.S. House.
Republicans took aim at some big Democrat targets and hit the mark in some key races, including defeating Ike Skelton, a Democrat representing Missouri for 3 decades. The Democrats' House Budget Chairman is also out of a job, and Republican John Boehner likely on his way to a new job, Speaker of the House.
Frankly, this is not a time for celebration.
Instead, Boehner says it's time to roll up the sleeves and get to work.
It starts with cutting spending instead of increasing it.
Boehner did get a call from President Obama, the two leaders discussing how to work together on top priorities. In Washington, Jared Halpern, Fox News Radio.
Texas's two senators were not up for re-election this year's midterms, but Kay Bailey Hutchison is hopeful lawmakers got the message from the voting booth.
We're going to have a great Republican year in Texas, and
I think that nationwide, America is speaking loudly, and I just hope the politicians are listening.
In the Senate, the races in Washington, Alaska, and Colorado are still considered too close to call. Republicans did gain seats to 46 overall and cutting the Democrats to 51 with two independents. In the House, 11 races are still considered too close to call, but even with those pending, Republicans gained 58 seats. That was more than enough to win the House. Three state races with local ties all went to Republicans. State Senator Steve Ogden of Bryan easily defeated Stephen Wyman. Giddings attorney Tim Kleinschmidt was reelected to House District 17, and a big upset sends Centerville Republican Marva Beck to Austin. Beck defeated incumbent Waco Democrat Jim Dunham in the race for House District 57. At the Brazos County level, Irma Cawley won a full term as Precinct 4 County Commissioner. Rose Jones is the new Justice of the Peace for Precinct 4, and Brian Bachman was elected Precinct 1 Constable. Election business in Brazos County, however, is not done. There is no winner in College Station, in the College Station City Council race. Janet McMillan led John Nichols at the end of the night by only 78 votes after more than 12,000 cast ballots. But there are still hundreds of provisional and other ballots in question. And voter registrar Christine Rose says the final decision will lie with a ballot board.
Anyone can walk in to any polling location and demand to be allowed to vote, and they will be handed a provisional ballot. The ballot is held to one side, and it comes directly to the voter registrar, and we spend 3 days researching them and identifying what their status is.
Regarding voter turnout, based on the nearly 38,000 who voted in the congressional race, about half those who participated in Brazos County did so during the 2 weeks of early voting. Neither candidate for College Station City Council was a fan of competing with state and national partisan races. John Nichols says a nonpartisan election should be held in May when everything is nonpartisan.
I think it made it very difficult to get a message across. It tended to provide opportunities for extraneous issues and ideas to get into the campaign that didn't need to be there, and we're clearly there.
You can hear more election night comments from John Nichols online at the interview page of WTAW.com. College Station voters sent a clear no to a city council majority wanting to add a transportation user fee to fund street repairs. Councilman Jess Fields, who opposed the fee, says his confidence in College Station residents is now increased thanks to that 2-to-1 margin.
Really what we need to look at is just how we set up our taxes in College Station. I think this is a definitive answer from our voters that we need to do as much as we can to spend the general fund out of the property tax and the sales tax receipts that we get, and I don't think we need to add additional taxes.
You can hear more from Fields, plus Councilwoman Katie Marie Lyles, who was also opposed to the fee. Their interviews are online as well, WTAW.com. WTAW News Time, 837, 53 degrees right now, and that's a final look at news for the morning. We'll update you again locally coming up at noon. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
If you're a male over 30 years of age, then you need to hear this. Do you feel like you're physically over the hill? When you hit the gym, do you get fatigued quickly and find you're still gaining weight every year? Like your age is catching up with you? Complete Nutrition's got the solution. Charger. Charger is a safe and effective formula that replenishes your body's natural testosterone levels back to when you were peaking physically. The result is less fat around your core, more stamina, and an increase in your sex drive. For guys over 30, Charger can be one of the most powerful tools for enhancing and extending your overall quality of life. So if you want to naturally and effectively lean up, lose the gut, and get more stamina than you've had in years, take charge with Charger. Now open, find Complete Nutrition next to Panda Express on the corner of Texas Avenue and George Bush. Or call 703-7987.
Complete Nutrition.
Did you know you can get paid for spreading holiday cheer?
That's what elves do, and you can do it at Santa's Wonderland.
They have openings for everything from cashiers, food handlers, hayride drivers, and greeters to parking attendants, kettle corn stand attendants, and general labor.
Those are the people who create the Texas Christmas experience.
Just click santas-wonderland.com for details and an application.
Then be at Santa's Wonderland November 6th and 7th from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. for interviews.
You'll find them on the southbound frontage road of Highway 6 across from Texas World Speedway.
You're going to love being an elf.
We do.
Santa's Wonderland. And as an equal opportunity employer.
So, Chase, I want to hear your voice in that thing. Have you go through the Elfinizer.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we ought to do our show through the Elfinizer. Don't you think that'd be pretty cool?
Hang on, let me see.
Oh, can we do this?
Well, I don't know.
All right. I mean,
I
don't know what day we should choose, but we need to choose a day to do the show through the Elfinizer. Yeah. I don't know
what day. What day the Leafs people listen?
Yeah, I don't know what day. If that's what it's
How
called.
About Tuesdays when they're exercising?
That would be probably
might make them speed up on the elliptical.
It could be. That's right. That'd be okay. How are we doing?
What are we doing?
Oh, I thought you were. I thought you were working on something.
Oh, I'm working on something.
Oh, okay.
I'm multitasking.
Oh, I thought. But I mean, are you trying to elfinize it yourself, or is that something different? No. Yeah, he is. See, that's why he's not talking.
I'm working.
Hey,
I'm
here's
working.
A shock.
I'm working
for you.
Here.
Yeah. The launch of the shuttle have been pushed back again. You hear that? You hear that? They did
really?
This. I mean, here are these people begging for money, and they can't get this thing to get off the ground for the last time. No sooner than tomorrow afternoon, that's what they're telling us. Mission managers thought they had completed repairs on the backup system, but noticed yesterday there were still problems with an electrical circuit in the main engine number 3. You know, if you got 3 engines and you're counting on 3 engines.
Yeah, the main engine.
You better have that engine.
Yeah.
NASA now hopes to launch Discovery in its final mission at 2:29 tomorrow afternoon. Weather may not cooperate, though. We'll see.
Can we save money by, like, you know, putting Obama in the, you know, and then just dropping him over Mumbai, you know?
Huh? Why, because they were on the way? They were in the neighborhood?
Yeah, you know, just sort of parachute him in?
Nah, I don't think they'll let us do that.
Yeah, so. You know, because with the $200 million, was that right?
Yeah, say $200 million a day. Yeah.
I am so good.
NASA's going, could we have that? Okay. Oh, look, it's the Chase Murphy doll. You wind it up and it pats itself on the back. What'd you do?
What the least people is. Yeah. I don't know what they, what if that's what it's called.
How about Tuesdays when they're exercising?
That would be,
might make them speed up on the elliptical.
It could be.
Yeah, that'd be,
What are we doing?
Oh, I thought you were working on something.
Oh, I'm working on something.
Oh, okay.
I'm multitasking.
Oh, I mean, are you trying to elfinize it yourself? Or?
You're welcome.
Oh. Have you got that captured?
Oh. Always.
Okay, all right, hang on. This I love this. We're down on this. I mean, I'm going to. All right, let me see. Why can't I? Let me make the phone work. Okay. We want Ben to hear this.
You want Ben or Missy to hear it?
I want Missy can hear it too. That's fine, but poor Missy. We put Missy to work last night. Missy is not a political
junkie. Good morning, Brian Broadcasting. This is Missy.
There's Missy, the aforementioned Missy. Missy, how are you? You're
good,
on the radio
how are
with
you?
Him. Good. Missy, really, really just zooming around. We're talking about the people who have to do work behind the scenes that you never know about for election returns. And she was very helpful last night at the Brazos Center. And, you know, I don't know, Ben and Lily and I are kind of giddy about all this. And there's Missy is, you know, smiling and energetic and everything. And I said, are you a political junkie? And you said
I just got roped into this.
Yeah.
At least she was honest.
It was it was exciting.
It was a little bit different. You don't have to tell us that. That's okay. So and listen, I appreciate you standing outside my control room with that can, but I'll just pick that up when it's over.
Okay, sounds good.
She's going, what is this? These people delivered this?
And somebody told her to take it to you now.
It seemed important.
It seemed important.
Good. Thank you. I appreciate that. Could we see if Mr. Downs is available?
Sure, just
all right,
a little
thank
bit.
You. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. One day after his birthday.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
You should probably give him the intro to smooth things over.
That's true.
Right. I wished him a happy birthday last night.
Oh, yes, sure.
At
you
5.
Did. So,
I did.
Way to go. Brown nose.
Suck.
He's the boss of the board of the National Association of Broadcasters. He's the general manager. Yeah. He's
birthday boy.
Yeah. Area man, Mr. Ben Downs.
Wow. I just lean back in my chair and think for
and bask.
Just when I lean back in my chair, sometimes I just doze off, and that's not good.
Now I know the feeling.
Mm-hmm.
Ben. You know, I don't know how long we've been doing this show now. It's been a while.
Probably too long.
Yeah.
No, I don't think so.
Sorry, let me see. Just being
Now, I know from the standpoint of us not having music and stuff, it's been 20-some-odd years.
Let's see. It was July of 90.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, okay, gosh. We let that pass without even noticing.
Didn't we? Yeah.
Wow.
So
that's okay. You hate when those special days go by and they're unnoticed. We may have, I'm not sure.
20
that,
years of no music right here.
I'm not sure that we.
Sometimes. Yeah. Some people still just don't get the word. Yeah.
We were trying to get an idea of how to freshen up the sound of the show
after having done this
for 20 years.
That's very proactive of you. Good idea.
So what we did is we captured some audio.
We thought we'd do prank phone calls since no radio station's ever done that.
Yeah. Oh, that's good. Be sure and call very sensitive minority groups as well and make fun of them. That's a great idea. Yeah, that'd be good.
Okay. And go ahead and use all the slurs that are out
there.
Yeah. Yeah, that'd be even better.
Good.
Yeah, that'd be
good. We'll be on somebody else's bulletin board.
So. Yeah.
So one of the things that you think about
KATW radio station morning show fired for insensitivity.
Yeah. Here are some more things not to do.
Look what these guys did.
They found 17 words you can't say on the radio.
Yeah, look how stupid they were.
That's right. Which I think is kind of how it goes. We see these things on the bulletin board. We see them in the trades. Boom, boom. We walk by and say, how stupid.
Exactly. Yeah,
what were you thinking?
And they'd been on the air since when?
So anyway, so we like the idea of having a distinctive sound to our show.
That's what sets you apart, you know. That's
it is.
Important. Yeah.
And so we think we found maybe the next generation that we should move to. Captured now some chat from just moments ago that we wanted to share with you.
I think that's wonderful. Very, very, very forward thinking of you. Let's hear it, shall we?
All right. Here we go.
What that Belize people is. Yeah. I don't know if that's what it's called. Tuesdays when they're exercising.
That would be. Might make them speed up on the elliptical.
That'd be. How are we doing?
What are we doing?
Oh, I thought you were working on something.
Oh, I'm working on something.
Oh, okay.
I'm multitasking.
Oh, are you trying to elfinize it yourself or?
I'm excited. Yeah. I can hear it right now. Chipmunk Talk 1620 WTAW.
Well, no, we're being elfinized. There was a commercial about Santa's Wonderland, and you know they had elves, and so
those are Elf Talk 1620.
You could do that's it.
Ooh, we could do that. We could do imaging like that for when we do Christmas music.
Yeah, you could do a new promo. Chipmunks missing the point every morning.
No, that's it. You got the liner right there. Yeah. Elfinized 1620 WTAW.
Alvin Simon. Never mind.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, we just.
Which one of you, Simon?
Yeah.
I think that's obvious, sir.
Yeah.
Well, again, I don't know if it's sleep deprivation on the part of three of the four of us, but anyhow, we thought that sounded cute. We just thought we wanted to share it with you.
Well, I think it's important, and I will get with Randy and see if we can't get the production done right away.
Thanks a lot.
Okay. Bulletproof roof. Call 1-800-FOR-ROOF. That's all you have to do. Get the best roof for your money. Save on energy, too. Schulte roofs are above all the rest. They stand up to the test. Schulte Roofing, the home of the bulletproof roof.
You know, most roofing contractors' warranties and guarantees are full of holes. Not at Schulte. We offer manufacturer-certified and drug-tested installers, 20-year transferable workmanship warranties, a 100% money-back guarantee, and if the roof ever does leak, we'll fix the leak, repair any interior damage, and pay you $250. No holes in our warranty or guarantees. They're bulletproof.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the bulletproof roof.
Well, it's November. That means, of course, next month is December. That means it's the holiday season, or it's certainly getting here quickly, and Sunlink knows that. So Sunlink says that it's time to unwrap the savings event, time of the year where they make it easy to unleash what you unwrap. Here's what they've got for you. Sunlink home phone for only $26 a month when you bundle with other services. Now, with the home phone service, which I've had for a couple of years now, and I love it, you get unlimited local and long-distance calling, plus six of the most popular calling features. Yeah, plus you keep your same phone number. Don't let anybody tell you that when you go to Sunlink, you got to change phone numbers. You don't. I promise you, you don't. I know. There's no contract required, no early termination fee. And don't forget to ask about the North American calling plan for only $25 per month, which includes 500 minutes per month to Mexico and Canada. Okay? You can also get Sunlink high-speed internet for as low as $22 a month, advanced digital TV as low as $26 a month, and home security as low as $20 a month when you bundle. So hurry and let Sunlink's cool stuff power your new stuff with their Unwrap the Savings event. Give them a call at 1-800-915-1866, and while you're at it, ask about their new offerings, the NFL Network and also the NFL Red Zone, only $7 a month.
10 till News Talk 1620 WTAW. You know, it's so great. People listen to us, and I don't know how often it happens, but people will say, Man, I learned the most amazing thing listening to you guys today. Does that ever happen to you, Tom? I mean, people ever say that to you?
Oh, sure.
And that's what we like. For instance, moments ago on this radio station, this is what you found out.
Well, it's November. That means, of course, next month is December.
That's right. I mean, who knew?
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. So, that's right. You know, when I said that, I thought, you know, I wonder if I should recut that. But then I thought, no. You know, this is supposed to, you know, this is supposed to sound natural.
Yeah.
And that's what I said.
That's it. Absolutely.
I'm glad you noticed, though.
Yeah, it is.
Can we put that in chipmunk style?
Yeah, we could probably do that a little bit later on. That'd be good. Yeah. But anyway, just in case. Chase?
Yeah?
I don't know. You were busy.
Yeah. Well,
go ahead.
No, please.
What, this is what we had. I think you were gone, but our listeners just found this out moments ago.
Well, it's November. That means, of course, next month is December.
Well, hot dang,
hey,
man.
Hey, at least I said, of
course. Minutes ahead when seconds count.
Yeah. At least I said, of course.
Of course.
Yeah. You know.
Much better.
You know. I mean, I could have said, duh.
Yeah.
You know?
Now, here's a story that.
Yeah, actually, as soon as I heard that line, that's when I got busy and I thought, I got other things I can be doing.
Because I already knew that. Yeah.
It's one of those times when I had to change the station, so.
I don't know that this has happened often. It would seem like it should have happened more often than.
I don't know. You think they're playing that at the Suddenlink boardroom this morning?
Yeah.
Hey,
we're paying for this.
Look at our smart guys.
I think we need to get a little more stringent on our copy points.
Well.
Folks, it's
either that or Turbyville's got to start paying for that HBO.
It's stream of consciousness, and sometimes it's going through a desert. So, you know. Okay. Police in Williston, North Dakota. Arrested a man who allegedly shot a urinal in a local bar.
Well, oh, my God.
Good grief. Well, you know, if you don't choose the right weapon, that thing could bounce off, I would think.
Mm-hmm. And according to the Williston Herald, he did about $500 worth of damage. The 21-year-old was charged with vandalism and discharging a firearm within city limits. I'm going to tell you a story that I probably have no business telling, but I just, you know. And, you know, I'll get home and my wife will, she'll just look at me and she'll go,
you said that on the radio.
Why did you need to say that?
You've got her attention.
When we were building the house, there, you know, there's three guys and a girl, okay? So it seemed to me just smart that in one of the bathrooms that we would put one of those units.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And, it's basically what she said.
We didn't get to go to that, Chase.
Boy, no kidding.
No, but we didn't. Yeah. No, we didn't
do
it.
Didn't do it.
We didn't do it.
Well, if you're going to do that, well, it's because she didn't want to, first of all, have to provide keyed access to that restroom attached to a hubcap.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
And who's going to put the little cake in there and shake it out, right?
Yeah. Because I guarantee it wouldn't be Jackie.
She looked at me like I had landed from Jupiter.
I can only imagine.
Huh?
You're going to put a what
It would have saved water, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah, that didn't work either.
Yeah, you're going to do that in your house. You better walk around with a shop rag jammed in your back pocket.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
You better be out there changing the oil daily.
I didn't know I was going to catch it from you guys, too, but yeah. Anyway.
I've seen where you live, buddy.
That's right.
It'd be different if your house rolled in on wheels, okay?
Yeah. 21 to put those vending machines in, too.
That's right.
Yeah.
And then did you put her foot
down? Hey, congratulations to Fox News Channel Shepard Smith. Oh. He got himself a brand spanking new 3-year deal in the cable network. I guess it was after that Juan Williams thing.
I was going to say they're rolling in money. They're handing out new contracts left and right.
Boy, pays to be a smart aleck. Yeah.
Been at the network since 1996. He's making $7.5 a year. So that ain't bad, you know.
I like him better than that Sanchez guy that got fired.
He got fired from CNN.
Rick Sanchez?
Oh, yeah.
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 Well, just comparing the two.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Both in the afternoon.
No snow days in Missinawana, Ohio. Missinawana, Ohio.
I've never missed
Instead, this is what they're going to do. The kiddos will have to log on where regular faculty will conduct regular instruction electronically through the Internet.
Wait a minute. Now, do the teachers do this from the comfort of their home?
Apparently so. That's what I'm guessing, but I don't know. If the program works in the school district of 700 students, other districts have a chance to try something similar.
So what, you got your history teacher there with shorts and a T-shirt eating a bowl of Frosted Flakes? You know,
giving, that's what I'm thinking.
Today's lesson.
Yep, go ahead and doing that. Yep, got the jammies on with the bunny feet. Yeah, doing that whole thing. Yeah, that'll work. Hey, job applicants need to look their best, especially in these tough economic times. However, a recent survey by the staffing agency Office Team shows a lot of people just don't understand the term dress for success. Strangest outfits that HR teams have seen recently: a blanket worn as a shawl, a plastic skirt, spandex, just that's enough there.
Oh, that's fantastic. Yeah. Screams professionalism.
It does. Pajamas, bright yellow shoes, and the Star Trek t-shirt.
Right.
Of course. Once again, you can tell, anybody wearing a Star Trek t-shirt, you can tell that they are taking that job seriously. That they believe.
Yes, go ahead. To be fair, I would love to know the jobs that were being, for which they were interviewing.
Well, probably a good point. That probably would be something that might factor into it. But, man, generally overdressing at least one step up from what you're going to be wearing at work would probably not be a bad idea. But in what world do you wear a plastic skirt? And
you'd be surprised.
If they want you in spandex, bring it with you.
Yeah.
You know, there's no reason to be
walking
in.
Do you need me to change?
Yeah, right, exactly.
You need to model this?
If convenience, quality, and great prices are what you want out of your dry cleaners, then look no further than Hallmark Cleaners. Locally owned and operated, Hallmark Cleaners has been serving the Brazos Valley for 19 years with complete dry cleaning, laundry, and alterations. Hallmark Cleaners offers same day, in by 9, out after 5, and drive-through convenience and personal service. They have 4 locations in Bryan College Station and 1 in Navasota. You know that you can count on the professionals at Hallmark Cleaners.
Apparently a local toy store had someone applying spandex. I didn't take the call. I was afraid that
she was going to call first.
She was going to talk about something else. So I decided there was no reason to do that. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Anyway, yeah. The Walkman is dead.
Oh, no?
Long live the Walkman. Sony has officially stopped making the portable cassette player, which obviously revolutionized electronics. Do you remember when that happened? 1979, July of 79 is when that came out. The first Walkman was introduced, and it allowed you, of course, to take your cassettes, remember those, with you anywhere that you went, with a pair of headphones plugged in so you could enjoy your tapes in private. The first model of the Sony Walkman cost $200. $200. In 1979, that's pretty serious money. 220 million devices have been sold over the years, easily making the Walkman the predecessor to the iPod.
Mm-hmm.
But gone away now. July of 1979. Today is International Tongue Twister Day. We're not going to do that on the radio.
I remember I wanted a Walkman so bad.
Yeah.
But, you know, they were too expensive.
Again, $200.
Yeah.
That's a lot of money in 1979. But again, so you could have that Montavani cassette?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty sure it would have been something like Alabama's Greatest Hits or something like that.
Probably right. Okay, let's see. Hello?
Hey, Scott. Yeah. My mom bought a Walkman with her F&H green stamp.
Wow. Oh, wow.
In 1979. Spent every one she had. And I immediately confiscated it from her.
Well, and the whole deal was, of course, you wanted to look cool with your Walkman. And, you know, I guess attached it to your belt or carried it with you. Do you remember the Watchman, which was a little television set?
Oh, yeah.
And, again, I remember seeing people in the football stands watching football games on a very small black and white television. I'm going, really? I mean, what are you getting out of that? But I guess that'd be like if you happen
Snow.
To have, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That would almost be like if you happen to have a wireless device. But then I guess I'd be.
No. Might be going to Medlin if
you're going to
keep
Medlin. Talking about that. All right, never mind. You know, on this date in history, I haven't had time to look anything up yet.
Really?
Yeah, I just.
And I think I. Threw,
I've been busy today.
Here we go. I think I threw mine
Chevrolet
away.
Chevrolet officially introduced the automobile to compete with the Model T in 1911. Oh, 1913, how do you do? U.S. America introduced an income tax. How'd that work out for us? 1992, Bill Clinton won the election. 1992. And in 1998, Jesse Ventura became the governor of Minnesota. Now they got some jokester as a senator.
Yeah, now he's doing a TV show.
That's what I hear. All right, a minute.
The judges liked Rick Fox, but the voters did not. Matter of fact, he got the highest voting by the judges, but he was voted off of Dancing with Stars last night, the former L.A. Laker and
Vanessa Williams.
Vanessa Williams, yeah, there you go. Kiefer Sutherland and Chris Noth, they both have time on their hands now since their shows are over, so they're going on Broadway to star with Jason Patrick and Brian Cox in the championship season about